yours. Tomorrow's news, today.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. You can beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway, Mr. President.
I'm better.
You are a hell of a lot better.
And what you're seeing there is a different angle, and you are seeing President Zelensky's reaction to the moment that President Biden mistakenly called him President Putin. And so you're seeing Zelensky's reaction there right before he went to the podium.
Yesterday was as big a disaster, bigger than what Biden had 2 weeks ago in his one debate with the real president. President 45, soon to be President 47. It's Friday, July 12, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we are closing in on the most important election in world history. But remember, for 79 days after that, Trump will not be sworn in yet, and that's when the deep state is going to make its move. So let's put the number of days up on screen till the election. 115 days, 12 hours, 58 minutes, 22 seconds. Now let's look at how many days it is until Trump is sworn in January of 2025. 191 days, 12 hours, 58 minutes, 12 seconds. That's the real number you got to watch. And we are tomorrow's news today. I'm pretty freaked out by the fact that almost no one is even wargaming this. And the big politicos I talk to that are very smart are like, don't worry about that, just get him in. Just get across the finish line. I get that, but they're going to go completely ape once that happens, and they've said they are, with massive civil unrest and other things. We better get ahead of that and say no, no, no. And Trump better start talking about it as if he's going to win, which makes him even win bigger with the confidence that's there. This is really simple psychology using the truth. And quite frankly, people better get with the program or we're going to be in a lot of deep trouble. Obviously, we're going to play clips from last night's scripted press conference. And by scripted, he'd been given the questions beforehand. That was admitted. He held them up. He was reading off of them. And still, it was a spectacular train wreck. And you add to that the prelude or the hors d'oeuvres, the snack before the main courses are served. And that was Biden running around, obviously saying that, you know, Putin's an incredibly brave, wonderful, good person. And here is Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin, please come up here and speak to everybody. There was a lot of other bizarre behavior and gaffes, faux pas, and floundering that went on. And I've been back and forth. I said 2 weeks ago at the debate, he's done. They're going to run him out and then have a selection. You know, democracy dies in the dark. Just like they stole the election, and then he stole the nomination and wouldn't let anybody be, you know, challenging or any debates in the Democratic Party. And now the same machinery is saying you got to step down. The leader of the Democrats, Hakeem Jeffries, in the House has called for a meeting with Democratic leaders immediately with Biden because of, quote, what they saw in the last several days. So the knives are out. No exaggeration. I probably have printed off here 100, more like 75 articles. I mean, here's NBC. No one involved in the effort thinks he has a path. Biden insiders say the writing is on the wall. And they're just all saying he must leave. He must go. You must go. You must go now. Doesn't matter how you go. You just got to go. Instead of Marvin K. Mooney, Dr. Seuss, it's Joe the pedo, oily, disgusting, racist enemy of America. But they're going to put a fresh, drooling horse into the lobotomized race here. We'll be breaking it all down today, and big guest as well. Stay with me. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Mert defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, if there were any doubts that the Democratic Party is going to officially call for Biden to step down, they're basically already doing it. Those have been washed aside. Now, he's so arrogant and so stubborn. He always has been, but he had dementia and Alzheimer's and, on top of that pedophile brain, that he might just stay in because there's really no more runway left for them to replace him inside the law. But since when does the law matter to these people? So, let's go ahead and play a few clips from last night's and yesterday's disastrous performance. And look, it could have been worse, but when the expectations are so low, the bar is so low, he didn't do a 30-second, I did, God, what, the thing, God, well, and then me, you know, he didn't do much of that. He did it a few times, but they were little shorter ones. He did, of course, call Trump his vice president. He then responded at the end, the last question, and said, just ask Trump why he's my vice president. And, of course, he called Zelensky Putin. There was a lot of bizarreness. And you see him slip out of gear quite a bit, but he was plumped up, looked like he weighed 10 pounds more, and that is blood doping. It's not just done in Olympic sports. It's what the billionaires, a lot of them are into. I told you about it 25 years ago. People didn't believe it. Now it's all over the news that they get young people's blood. Now, parents can sign their kids up as young as 10 in places like California and the UK, and they go give blood, and then they get a bunch of money for their college fund or whatever. And then that clean young blood, you know, gets put in the royal families and the rest of it. He was all flushed and red and plumped up. And that can give somebody with Alzheimer's or dementia some vitality, but just the nerve endings, the synapses are so shot. Here's a small sampling.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. You're going to beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway, Mr. President.
I'm better.
You are a hell of a lot better.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president. So let's start there. I'm following the advice of my commander-in-chief, the chief of staff of the military, as well as the Secretary of Defense and our intelligence people. Control guns, not girls. I mean, the idea we're sitting around, that's where Kamala's so good as well. We're sitting around, more children are killed by a bullet than any other cause of death. The United States of America. What the hell are we doing? What are we doing? We got a candidate saying, promise the NRA, don't worry, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to do anything. You got a Supreme Court that is what you might call the most conservative court in American history. This is ridiculous.
Concludes.
Respectfully, earlier you misspoke in your opening answer. You referred to Vice President Harris as Vice President Trump. Right now, Donald Trump is using that to mock your age and your memory. How do you combat that criticism from tonight?
Listen to him.
This concludes tonight's press conference. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, everyone.
It's Friday, July 12th, 2024. I'm your embattled host, Alex Jones, coming to you from our Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. We've got one hell of a live Friday transmission lined up for you today. And then, I'm on a secret mission leaving town tonight that you'll definitely be hearing about in the news next week. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Yes, while other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Look at this photo of Biden at the NATO summit yesterday, meeting with the new UK WEF globalist prime minister. That is not a fake photo. That is really what he looks like. That is really what he's acting like. This is just humiliating, and it's incredibly dangerous. He is the greatest unintentional comic in history. He's also in control, and he's been a puppet, but now he's so dementia-ridden, he is trying to call the shots, which makes it even more dangerous. So let's go over the facts here. I said 2 weeks ago after the disastrous debate with the real president that Biden was done, and so did Trump. But he was able to flog the Democratic Party into indecision because he refused to step down, and none of them wanted to stick their necks out, and Obama wanted to act like he really was for Biden, but now he's coming out against him. Pelosi's coming out against him. Hakeem Jeffries, the Democrat leader in the House, has come out against him and sent a letter that's up on InfoWars.com demanding a meeting with him over what they've witnessed the last few days. Clearly, they're going to tell him that he's got to step down. Now, they already put pressure on him to do what they told him and to get ready for this with the indictment of Hunter and the conviction of Hunter. But that's not enough. And so it's the immovable object that comes into contact with the unstoppable force. I don't know what's going to happen because under the law, they really can't remove Biden. But since when do they follow the law? Plus, if they do now just have the delegates vote to replace him with somebody, how democratic is that? How is that in our Constitution? Well, it's not. And it just continues on. The theft of the election almost 4 years ago, the attempted complete theft of the midterm, which they did mitigate the huge Republican wins that were going to happen. And then now the rigging of the Democrat primary process and keeping all the competition out. It's just been one insult to our constitutional system after another while they try to take Trump off the ballot and all the lawfare and the civil garbage and the criminal activity, the criminal charges and fake conviction in New York. This is a lot bigger than just the end of the Obamanoid group. This is really a spotlighting of the fact that the corporate media has almost no viewers and is dead. It's a zombie reanimated corpse. It's a complete joke, and it has below zero credibility. It has negative credibility. They got caught lying about COVID origins and the shots, and that just keeps growing, and more news comes out and more documentation. They try to lie about opening the border up, and then that blows up in their face. Everybody knows they're behind the inflation. Everybody knows they're behind the Ukraine war and blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline. Everybody knows that there's a depopulation cult trying to collapse society. And really, the MVP, most valuable player in all of this, it's really two of them. It's like the dream team of Trump as a focal point, not giving up, and Elon Musk. And, you know, people love to dunk on Musk and say, well, you know, he got money from the system with electric cars, and he did this, and he did that. He is doing irrevocable, devastating damage to the globalist by opening up X as a beachhead against censorship, and the Australian government, the Brazilian government, the EU are all trying to criminally indict him and have been indicting his employees and bringing forward giant fines. And now the EU has come out and said, we're going to tax you at 6% your gross income to begin with if you don't start censoring people, including in the U.S. election. So it's the EU attempting a worldwide power grab. And Elon Musk posted today, in fact, I forgot to repost this, but guys, repost this on X, on my channel, please. The European Commission offered X an illegal secret deal if we quietly censored speech without telling anyone that they would not fine us. That's blackmail. The other platforms accepted their deal. X did not. That's real action. And now the EU is saying they're coming after him. European Union says X's blue checks are deceptive, dark patterns that breach its social media laws. Oh. EU charges Elon Musk for letting disinfo run wild. Commission sends preliminary findings to X for breach of the DSA. That's criminal and civil. Meanwhile, Biden administration tries to stop anti-censorship injunction in Kennedy versus Biden censorship lawsuit. And that ties into this big congressional report came out 2 days ago. GARM's harm. How the world's biggest banks seek to control online speech. It's the Global Social Credit Score. We're going to be going over this in great detail today. So I want to say this to all the people that attack Musk and act holier than thou. Do you then wish he hadn't opened up X? I mean, do you wish he'd rolled over to all the censorship around the world? Do you wish he wasn't getting hundreds of millions of views on videos a day exposing the globalist death cult and world government and saying we've got to stop world government, we've got to stop the death cult's plan to exterminate us and cut the energy off and sterilize our children? And he's fighting the transgender cult? I mean, really, it's jealousy, ladies and gentlemen. And it's people that aren't ready to win. Because as we begin to turn the tide and as humanity fights for its future, and as we try to pull out of the New World Order Great Reset, and we get these powerful allies that really wake up and join us, like Joe Rogan, known him for 26, 7 years. Hard to believe I'm that old. Joe's completely awake now. Told that a few years ago. Now look what he's doing. Tucker Carlson, totally awake, to my face, told me he credits me with helping wake him up. The list goes on and on. All these former iconic libertarian, liberal talk show hosts are now on our side. That is the sign and the proof of our victory. And I'm very thankful for it because I can see the clear evidence. Christ said you judge a tree by its fruits. And I'm not a loser. I didn't get on air 30-plus years ago because I didn't believe in humanity. And I wanted to just take on these psychotic demons because I had a death wish. I did it because I've studied history and because I love God and I love my family. And I really believed that once humanity learned about what was happening, we would rally a large enough minority of us of every race, color, and creed to stand against it and defeat it. And in the year 2024, already halfway past, halfway into it, we are, thanks to God, leading, guiding, and direct us, having the greatest successes ever across the board against the entire New World Order satanic agenda. Despite the fact that universities and churches doing almost nothing, unless it's like Rodney Howard Brown or somebody. I can count on a couple hands the prominent preachers that even go anywhere near this. So despite all the lawfare and all the intimidation and all the censorship and all the attacks, and all the dirty tricks and all the indictments and all the threats, not just here but around the world, they've indicted Le Pen. They've indicted Bolsonaro. They've indicted Trump. They've put my crew members in jail. Trying to put me in prison. They put a whole bunch of Republican leaders that are patriots in prison. They're in there right now for nothing. Navarro, Bannon, the list goes on and on. This isn't a frickin' game. And for the average person that sits back and says, well, I just keep my head down. Keeping your head down is like sticking your head in the sand. It's the worst place to be. I know the right move is to believe in humanity, get the evidence, get the facts, and challenge the globalists, but also promote an alternate worldview to have a larger global debate about the future of our species. Because I respect my ancestors, and I respect you, and I respect your ancestors, and I respect God that made us in his image, and I believe in us, and I believe in dignity and honor and justice and truth and will and strength. And I'm not here to scurry around in the system and try to curry favor with the New World Order. I was offered $50 million a year the last time I tried to buy me off. It was $10 million a year before that. Roger Ailes, offered me Fox show just to begin with on the weekends, and then was going to put me on national weeknights and give me all the things. And he didn't even say sell out to the New World Order. He just said, we're going to control what you say and do. And I never took the job. And I didn't take all the other big offers. And then before they did all the lawfare 6 years ago, I was in D.C. for meetings and things. And people said, we want to meet with you about this. It was really about that. Then it's like, well, the richest man in the world, not Elon Musk at the time, really wants to work with you. And if you just start working with people and being reasonable, how would $50 million a year sound for a free speech foundation? And they could have Alex Jones as the leader of the free speech movement. And just like Ben Shapiro is, even though he's never been censored. And then he can go along with some censorship, but not the others. So see, I've turned down the 30 pieces of silver. I'm not Judas Iscariot. And it wasn't even hard to turn those things down. It's the most valuable thing in my life, other than my relationship with God, my family, but it's all intertwined. You can't even say what's number one. It's all one thing, the truth. And it's so valuable to me to tell the truth and be persecuted for it, because I know the dividends for our species and my children, your children, living together in the future, is going to be so great. They've had the Democratic Party lawyers on national TV saying, we're going to take everything Alex Jones has got. We're going to make his life hell. We're going to punish him. We're going to do all these things for things I never did. And I was even in court a few weeks ago in Houston and saw some of them. They literally laughed at me and said, ha, 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 you know, we're going to get you, and bug their eyes out at me and laughed like demons. And to me, that was valuable. I'm like, wow, I've really got under their skin. They're really scared of what I'm doing. This is great. This is so enjoyable. You know, under bankruptcy, they take everything but your house and one car, which is great. Less to worry about, less hassles, and have that much stuff. Now, as the New York Times says, Alex Jones turned out has meager assets. I told you. But they said I had hundreds of millions of dollars. So when you heard me say I need funds to stay on air, you wouldn't believe that. So my used Tahoe out here yesterday, because of the bankruptcy, the court orders you didn't stop making the payments. So I called weeks ago the place. It was a lease. I was supposed to pick it up a year ago, but the bankruptcy, I couldn't do that. It's like 5-year-old Tahoe now. And they, well, we'll get back with you. But I knew they were coming. So, you know, there's the tow truck and everything. I'm going to go out there and give them the keys and say, here, you don't need a tow truck. Just take it. It was one lady alone. She's like, no, I got to load it on here. And the crew's like, oh, Alex, we're really sorry for you. Pat me on the back. I'm like, pat me on the back? Do I have to go to prison like Owen Schroyer for freedom? Or Steve Bannon or Roger Stone? This is nothing to pay. This is not a big deal. I mean, this is easy because they're literally brainwashing and poisoning people and have killed 35 million people with poison shots. You think I care about a car versus defeating and taking on the New World Order? And let me just tell my enemies something, because they don't understand what this is really all about. I do this show every day, and I enjoyed exposing evil, but I want to explain something. See, ever since I first got on air 30 years ago, when I'm on air, I have an audience of one entity, and that's God. And I don't imagine, I feel it, because I'm God-fearing, I feel the presence of God, that everything I say and do is for that one audience member. And trying to be the best, most honest person I can be. And when it comes to telling the truth, not being a coward, I get an A+. But, you know, when it comes to being who I am and not being a hypocrite, if I like a bikini contest, I'm going to say it, and I'm going to show it on TV as a joke. I'm not up here to thump my Bible and tell you that I'm the biggest, best saint around, because I certainly am not. But God chose this wicked devil to fight the New World Order, and God sanctified me and rose me up against the enemy. And I know God's in control. And God is asking you to rise up. God is asking you to sign on the dotted line in the commission to fight the New World Order. And I'm just honored and blessed to be here. So what we're going to do is go to break in a few minutes. I'm going to come back and get into the disastrous event last night and what it really tells us and where this is going and just how big a constitutional crisis this is. It's really hard to describe how serious this is and the different angles, but I'm sure most of you out there can figure the angles out, or maybe even angles I haven't figured out. So I love to take calls, but we will take calls today on last night's event and all the other big stuff we're going to be covering. We also now have 50 years of the climate cult putting out completely fake predictions and the latest developments on that front. We now have more documents. I remember Rodney Howard Brown a year ago exposed because he had an old packet from Homeland Security that his church was sent where they had 6-foot distancing and masking and all that in 2007 in a George W. Bush plan. And I'd remembered that being in the BioShield bioweapons program, but now it's back in the news in an excellent article from The Defender up on Infowars.com. Homeland Security Blueprint for Pandemic Lockdowns, written in 2007 under President George W. Bush. And it ties into a bunch of other big issues and things on that front that we're going to be getting to. But just look at some of these headlines. Joe Biden's advisors beat the SH-T out of Bush. White House staff to keep them quiet about Joe Biden's declining condition. Get me that video. I want to play this coming up because there's a lot of angles to this. But for me, the biggest one is the corporate media and the White House staff thought if they told us Biden was doing well, we'd believe it. You just discredited yourselves more the whole time. No one believed your BS. Almost no one. So they're like pretending that we don't know. And so no one is more deceived than the deceivers. There's an old saying that you can't fool an honest man, but con men and scammers and delusional people are really easy to scam because they themselves are scammers. And so we're going to be going over all of this coming up and then open phones in the second hour and George Papadopoulos, patient zero, and the whole Russiagate fraud to give his take on all the new developments and things unfolding will be joining us as well via video link. So I look forward to that. Please remember that I straight shoot you, and everything I've told you here has come out to be accurate while the media was lying. I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't go to InfoWarsStore.com, plus the great products you need, you don't get the InfoWars MD products that are amazing, you don't get the X2, the X3, you don't support the broadcast and get great products you already need, then you will be the ones that shut us down. And I'm not bitching at you. I'm just saying it's serious. We're doing important work. We need your support. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. And we are not shutting down for at least 3 months. The court has said that to the outraged anger of the deep state. And we have a path to not be shut down, but we've got to have some profit in there. So please stand with us today. Now is the time for you to make the decision. I'm in your hands. You are in my hands. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
All right, folks. Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to kepm.com/gold. kepm.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Biden donors just froze 70 million in donations to Biden. They're showing him who is in charge, who the bosses are. We're about to go over all of that here in just a moment. But I want to play a short clip of President Trump and remind folks of the big difference here. Trump is legitimately anti-war and doesn't think murder and death is cool and doesn't think nuclear war is cool. But there's the headline. Donors tell pro-Biden super PAC roughly 90 million in pledges is frozen. So again, Biden's refusing to step down. We're about to go over all that news, but here's Trump.
Would you continue to give Ukraine money and weapons if you're elected? What's the answer?
If I'm president, I will have that war settled in one day, 24 hours. It'll be absolutely
over. Do you
want
Ukraine to win this war?
I don't think in terms of winning and losing. I think in terms of getting it settled so we stop killing all these people.
Can I just follow up on that? Because that's a really important
statement.
Excuse
me, let me just follow up.
Can you say if you want Ukraine or Russia to win this war?
I want everybody to stop dying. They're dying. Russians and Ukrainians. I want them to stop dying.
I want them to stop dying. So they're pulling the funding from Biden. Hakeem Jeffries, the leader of the Democrats, has sent this letter today demanding a meeting with top Democrats and Biden to discuss what's happened the last few days. This is about him resigning. The big boy press conference was a disaster. It could have been worse, but you add to that him thinking that Trump is his VP. You add to that him saying Zelensky is Putin. You also have the clip where he says that he listens to the commander-in-chief, so he doesn't know who the commander-in-chief is. It's just spectacular. And then when they say at the end in the last question, and they say, well, sir, you said that Trump is your VP, and Biden says, well, ask him. In fact, let's just go ahead and roll that clip. Here it is.
Respectfully, earlier you misspoke in your opening answer and you referred to Vice President Harris as Vice President Trump. Right now, Donald Trump is using that to mock your age and your memory. How do you combat that criticism from tonight?
Listen to him.
This concludes tonight's press conference. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, everyone.
Listen to him. All right. So let's start going over some of these headlines. NBC News. No one involved in the effort thinks he has a path. Biden insiders say the writing is on the wall. He must step down. Jill Biden's grudge against Kamala Harris revealed. Power-hungry First Lady grudge is so deep, the only thing worse than Joe stepping down is the VP replacing him. Scoop. Biden's poised to face deluge of fresh calls to drop out, says Axios, which is the Democrat Party mouthpiece. Oh, tell us something we didn't know. Biden loses his train of thought, calls Harris vice president in solo press conference. I mean, you can't come back from introducing Zelensky as President Putin at the NATO summit. Here's another headline on the Telegraph. Biden looks finished. There's surely no coming back from this. Angry and stunned Democrats blame Biden's closest advisors for shielding the public from full extent of the president's decline. No, the corporate media for years have looked like fools saying this man has it together and he's degenerated and he stole the election. So you guys are discredited even more. Obama and Pelosi, CNN report, privately expressed concerns over Biden. Told you last week the knives were coming out. Obama was just using surrogates to attack him. Inside the White House cover-up, how the Biden's inner circle calculated plot to hide Joe's decline dramatically backfired. Yeah. And it goes on from there. More Congress women and men call for Biden to resign. Americans deserve to feel their president is fit. And then there's this super ultra creepy clip where Biden starts talking about little girls and we want girls to be free, but, you know, they're all dying from bullets. Bullets, the number one cause of death. No, automobile accidents, the number one cause of death, and then fentanyl after that, and then a bunch of other stuff, like the COVID shot. It is not bullets. Here it is.
Control guns, not girls. I mean, the idea, we're sitting around, this is where Kamala's so good as well. We're sitting around. More children are killed by a bullet than any other cause of death. The United States of America. What the hell are we doing? What are we doing? We got a candidate saying, promise the NRA, don't worry, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to do anything. You got a Supreme Court that is what you might call the most conservative court in American history. This is ridiculous.
We start with CNN's MJ Lee at the White House. And MJ, you helped break that CNN reporting that there are a lot of Democrats furious with Biden advisors, furious with them. What? Tell us more.
Yeah, you know, one thing that we have heard so consistently since that CNN debate some 2 weeks ago was how shocked Democrats across the board were by the president's performance and seeing him be so halting and dazed at moments on that debate stage. You know, we talked to a lot of folks who said, of course we know that he has aged. Of course we had seen some signs, especially over the last year, of his decline in terms of his physical stamina, his mental clarity. But that version of the president that we saw on the debate stage, they said was basically unrecognizable. And what my colleagues and I have really reported on is there is a lot of anger and the blame that is being placed on the inner circle of advisors and family members around the president. And what these people say is this really painstakingly choreographed and stage-managed daily operations at the White House around the president that is set up specifically designed to prevent the public from often seeing the president in these extended, unscripted settings. And one thing that many of the folks that we spoke with that they are so furious about is this idea that when people have gone to these inner circle of advisors around the president to express some of these concerns, that they were not taken seriously or really brushed aside. This is what one top Democrat told me. They said, everyone who expresses any level of suspicion or contrary views, they call everyone and they beat the shit out of them and say, stay on message. Now, it is not just the inner circle of advisors that is getting a lot of this heat. It is also members of the president's family who, of course, have been up there, really standing by the president's decision to so far stay in this race.
And what is the White House saying in response to all of this? Because it's a barrage of a governor, a senator, a House member, and it's pretty typical. None of them saying, yes, he's the best candidate for us to keep the White House. Not one of them saying, I mean, they're being as polite as they can be, really. Is there any sense inside the White House or the Biden campaign that they're hearing what is being strongly implied in public?
Yeah, I mean, we got an extensive response from the White House to our story defending the breadth of the president's recent travels, his engagements with the press, certainly his record in the first 3.5 years in office. They also provided comments from senior officials in the administration basically saying the president is sharp. One thing that White House spokesperson Andrew Bates said in a part of the statement was Joe Biden has always said that it is fair for reporters to ask about his age. I do have to disagree with that, Jake. The president has not always indicated that he believes those questions are fair, having been on the receiving end of the president declining to acknowledge and dismiss when he has been questioned about polls showing that so many Americans do have questions about his age and his fitness. And I guess that idea is about to be put to the test in a couple of hours, because when he faces those questions at this press conference, we certainly expect that those issues are going to be really top of mind and central to that press conference.
MJ Lee, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Let's go to...
And of course, Schumer is now, reportedly yesterday, we reported on this, saying he's going to get all the donors to pull the money. Well, that happened today. They just pulled $90 million from Biden. Even though, according to the law, that money is controlled by the president, it hadn't been transferred yet. Imagine if Trump did any of this, he'd be living under the prison. This is all completely illegal. All right, so what's the big takeaway from that three-minute clip? Because it's just emblematic of all the other things the corporate media is saying. We're furious. This was kept from us. We didn't know he had dementia. Again, 4 years ago, a year and a half after I was first banned, headlines all over the news, Apple News, Yahoo, you name it. Alex Jones banned again for questioning Biden's mental state. Jones is now a dangerous person, and you are allowed to call for violence against him. If you're a new viewer, listener, I know that doesn't sound real. Look it up. It's real. Myself and 1,100 people, Louis Farrakhan, Laura Loomer, Gavin McGinnis, Paul Joseph Watson. Paul is a great talk show host and a good writer, but I mean, what's he doing? I mean, like, you're allowed to organize violence against these people. Now, they pulled it after a month. But that was on the Facebook website. You can call for, you can organize violence against these people. They were just seeing if they could get away with that. These people are out of control. So there they are saying that we're all furious. We didn't know. They would beat us over the head. Oh, is that why he was on vacation half the time? Is that why he couldn't talk half the time? Again, they were pretending to themselves that we were believing the lie, like two men can have a baby, or any of this other crap, or that the West didn't start the war with Russia. All right, so here's what I want to do. I got tons of other bombshell critical intel I want to cover, but I want to give the number out now so that we can load the phone lines up so that in the second hour I can take your calls. We're going to take first-time callers today, and we can talk about anything political, anything in the news, anything you want to discuss. NATO sending cruise missiles to the Russian border, Biden's disastrous press conference. If he refuses to step down, what is the deep state going to do? I really want to hear from you on your views of that. But in the meantime, I want to talk about Elon Musk and the fight for free speech, because that's really where we're going to make it or break it. And I am just so thankful for Elon Musk and genuinely very pleased by the word I keep using, the devastation to the globalist agenda. Not havoc, not derailing, not disrupting, devastating. Like, let's pull up the definition of devastating or devastation or devastator. People always use the word decimate, like that means destroy something. The decimate means take 10% off. Decimate is 10%. Devastate is total destruction. Devastation. Great destruction or damage, severe and overwhelming shock or grief. Decimation means to reduce by 10%. I'm so sick of people using the term decimate. I don't want to decimate the New World Order. I want to destroy the New World Order. I want to devastate the New World Order. There's an even better word. I want to, Musk hasn't done this yet, but he is devastating the New World Order. But here's the final word. I want Elon Musk to annihilate the New World Order. And annihilate means total destruction. Pull up the definition for annihilate, please. And proof is in the pudding. Judge a tree by its fruits. Elon Musk is now devastating the New World Order. And if he continues to devastate them and allow us to devastate them, we will annihilate them. What does annihilate mean? Well, there's the Webster's Dictionary. Destroy utterly. Obliterate. A simple bomb of this type could annihilate them all. They want to annihilate us. They want a post-human world. How about we politically, culturally, economically annihilate them by blocking everything they do and removing them from power, which is a fate worse than death for the New World Order. I'll give the number out in a moment, but John Bowne put a quick report together. Stossel becomes Alex Jones. Stossel reaches the normies. And this, thanks to Elon Musk, last time I checked, he put it out a few days ago, has over 100 million views on X. I made one film that on Google Video, when they took it down, had almost 100 million views, like 87 million or, you know, and then I didn't look at it for a few months, then it was gone. And then it was on YouTube with like 50 million views, and they took it down. And there's versions up today with a few million views. It's on Bandop Video. And it's a great film, 2.5 hours long. Exposes it all. Came out 2007. All came true. It's ultra green, not evergreen. But I'd sure love it if Elon Musk posted that. But he knows people don't have a long attention span. He's put out a 6-minute report from Stossel that dismantles, that dissolves, that devastates the global depopulation operation. And that's what we're facing. That's the cult we're up against. Here is John Bowne's report, and we'll get the toll-free number up.
The family unit is the one true constant in life.
Have you heard? The world's about to end.
We are in the beginning of a mass extinction.
Paul Ehrlich may have lived long enough to see some of his dire prophecies come true.
But his dire prophecies, again and again, turn out to be wrong.
In the next 15 years, the end will come. And by the end, I mean an utter breakdown of the capacity of the planet to support humanity.
His bestseller, which sold an amazing 3 million copies, said nothing can prevent a substantial increase in the world death rate. That was comically wrong. Today, there are 4 billion more people. The death rate fell dramatically.
He wants you to believe you're dead. He wants you to believe it's hopeless. He wants you to give up. He wants to demoralize you. And he gets up on TV in the late 70s and says, we're going to control all the TV programs and put out nothing but images as fathers as bad to break up the family. And they did it. It's not like he's some nut just saying this. They've done it.
It's government handouts.
A mother with 2 children makes more money than she would make on minimum wage because of all the goodies she gets through the welfare state. In 1965, 25% of black kids were raised without fathers. The number is now 70%. And Black Lives Matter actually is encouraging that.
Their website does criticize the Western prescribed nuclear family. Karl Marx said things like that.
One of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter has admitted that she is a trained Marxist.
Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists.
Teaching children this kind of thing in comprehensive sexuality education undermines traditional family values. And the best model of a family is a mother and a father who stay together, they're married, and they bring up their own kids. And that's what children should be taught as traditional family values.
So adoption you
with
don't
homosexual
think
couples, they should be...
That's wrong. Why not?
That's
one
wrong.
Is,
that's
well,
wrong.
Because a man and a woman who are married is the best model of a family.
David.
Shows that children
I'll
have
cut your microphone if you don't shut up.
In general, with a man and a woman who are
no,
married.
David, no, David, you're wrong.
David.
All right,
no,
David.
I'll ask you to leave the studio in a second.
Okay. Let's
agree to disagree on that.
Without question, this is modern day Marxism. They're not trying to sell it economically because they can't. We have such a large middle class. Americans know where prosperity comes from. So they're selling their communism through a social agenda which includes the breakdown of the family. If they can tear down the family, they can take the children. If they can take the children, they can succeed in taking the nation. They know that. Mao Zedong knew it. Joseph Stalin knew it. And the leftists and the teachers' unions and the LGBTQ agenda, they all know it as well.
The globalists know this whole Malthusian depopulation plan isn't about saving the earth. It's about them having the right to kill and control anybody they want and to shut off energy to people to consolidate power. And they do want to get rid of publicly 90%. Real numbers we've gotten is they want to get rid of everybody. They say humans are over. They're about to merge the machines and become gods. This is totally satanic. It's out of control. And it is not the dominant, but the culture at the UN and Davos and the Club of Rome. It's not like the dominant culture. It's the culture.
If you sell the apocalypse, people feel like you are deep and that you care. But if you are selling rational optimism, you sound uncaring.
Uncaring?
Childbearing is herewith forbidden.
No! It's the doomsayers who are uncaring.
You have to get the death rate and birth rate in balance, and there's only 2 ways to do it. One is to bring the birth rate down, the other is to push the death rate up.
Ehrlich even suggested that government should sterilize people to prevent the population from rising.
Paul Ehrlich always sees human beings as a problem, destroyers rather than creators. He thinks that human beings are no different to rats or rabbits. When we consume all the grass around us, our population explodes and then it's going to collapse. But human beings are fundamentally different. We have the capacity to innovate.
If you're the central bankers and have unlimited money made up out of nothing, you want to make people poor and controlled so that they have to socially, through a social credit score, do what you want. So you've got to damage the real economy and push people to the margins. That's all they're doing. This is economic warfare. This is siege. Okay. I'm going to give the toll-free number out to open the phones up in the next hour. I got so much of the news I'm going to hit, but this is a make-it-or-break-it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. Say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work for somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, and we caught him, the judge caught him and fired him, we're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supply. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. If we just had a donation button, maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got ashwagandha gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good night's sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good deep natural sleep. Good night's sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. Concentrate. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, probiotic fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Ah!
deep state is in disarray. More people are coming over our side every minute. We're winning. This is what it feels like. This is what it looks like. By the way, you can throw Elon Musk out there. What do you think about the EU coming after him civilly and criminally? What do you think about Brazil coming after him? What do you think about them saying, you must let us censor the U.S. election? I'm going to give the toll-free number out for first-time callers. Yesterday took calls, days before that, for everybody. This is first-time callers. Your chance to get in on air. We'd love to hear from you. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. Again, that's 877-789-2539. First-time callers on that insane scripted press conference that still blew up in his face last night. And what are they going to do as the Democrats officially come out and say you need to step down, but none of them want to stick their head out too far? What is your prediction? What's going to unfold there? Then the European Commission offered X an illegal secret deal if we quietly censored speech without telling anyone. They would not fine us. So they need to hide and do it secretly. The other platforms accepted the deal. X did not. European Union says X blue checks are deceptive dark patterns that breach its social media laws. EU charges Elon's X for letting disinfo run wild. Commission sends preliminary findings to X for breach of DSA. Biden men tries to stop anti-censorship injunction in Kennedy versus Biden censorship lawsuit in the big congressional report. That's all coming up in this hour, but I am taking your phone calls, and I'm taking a lot of them before George Papadopoulos, one of the main, well, the first, along with General Flynn, I guess Flynn's first, and Papadopoulos, targeted to be set up as Russian agents. They were set up at the same time. Again, with no evidence, but they're trying to recycle that again. What is his expert view on what's coming next and what he thinks is going to happen? Because we're not just talking about Russiagate with him, obviously, but all the persecution, the deep state, what the real costs are, what we're dealing with. It's all coming up today. But again, I am on a secret mission leaving town tonight. It will be in the news. Pray for us. It's an important mission. It's a mission that will expose a lot of key things. I would look for breaking news on this Monday. I will be back Wednesday night. I will be popping into the show this week. But I'm going to explain this again. We're doing our most important work we've ever done right now. And people have seen this show on the air for decades, and there's a normalcy bias to think we're always going to be there. Please don't think we're always going to be there. It's you that's keeping us on air, and it's you that has to make the decision to keep us on air. Even if they shut this place down, you're going to have to find where I'm at. You're going to have to support us, or the enemy will win. So I'm going to say it again. I'm asking you to support our sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com, that has incredible nano-silver products, amazing fluoride-free toothpaste with nano-silver, colloidal silver. It's all there and incredible products at DrJonesNaturals.com. It is important to mark that down and make the decision. I'm going to donate to Alex Jones and to his sponsors. I'm going to support the sponsors, keep them on air. And then you'll get great products in the mail. You're going to love them. Next Level Foundational Energy, green fiber caps, concentrate of seed sprouts, the incredible organic multivitamin, Rocket Rest, an incredible sleep aid, super strong, works really well. Top Brain, incredible nootropic, the immune support product. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com, and I need funds to prosecute this fight and to tell the truth against these evil people. They can't threaten me. The threats of death don't work, but there's one Achilles heel I've got, and that's you. If you believe their lies that I'm sitting on hundreds of millions of dollars, this is all BS. No, we fund ourselves with direct sales, and everybody else is doing this now. We pioneered it through necessity. So support us now at drjonesnaturals.com. You have to make the decision. I humbly thank you for your support, those that have supported. And I ask those that have supported to double down humbly. And I ask those that haven't supported, come on, we need your help.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I said it 2 weeks ago that they were going to make Biden step down, but then he got so pig-headed, the puppet that becomes a real puppet, that I said maybe he stays. Well, the Democrats are now officially pulling his funding. Schumer's come out against him in the Senate. Hakeem Jeffries, the Democrat leader in the House. I don't see how he can stay in there. Or they'll scuttle their own party and get out of the way of Trump. Or they just steal the election again and don't even care and put Biden in and replace him later. We're taking your phone calls at 877-789-2539 for first-time callers on this live Friday unscripted, teleprompter-free transmission. 877-789-ALEX. They're having a big confab. It's being reported now by The Hill, by Gateway Pundit. Joe Manchin says Democrats that decide Biden's fate Sunday. Well, they're acting like they're in full control of Biden. He's been a puppet in the past. But I don't know. I think it's all up in the air right now because you have a civil war within the corrupt deep state. This couldn't be going better for America and for Trump, except it's so dangerous militarily. Will China decide to make their move on Taiwan or some horrible wild card like that? Because Biden tipped his hand 3 months ago. He said, I think China will invade Taiwan at Trump's behest as an October surprise. An October surprise always helps the incumbent. That would help Biden. So will they try to cancel the election? Will they assassinate Biden? We are in uncharted territory in very unprecedented, beyond dangerous situation. What is your take on that? But I want to air this very important report Greg Reich has put out. NATO pushing for war with Russia amid unofficial peace talks. Here it is. We're going right to your calls.
Washington announced plans to station developmental hypersonic weapons in Europe. And Germany's defense minister announced plans to deploy U.S. long-range missiles to target Russia. The weapons deployed in Germany will include the Tomahawk cruise missile, which has an effective range of 2,400 kilometers and can strike Moscow. Moscow's deputy foreign minister said, without nerves, without emotions, we will develop, first of all, a military response to this new game. The German government is attempting to reintroduce a military draft to make Germany war-ready by 2025. With zero evidence, they make the radical claim that Russia is planning to invade Europe. But it was NATO forces that overthrew the government of Ukraine in 2014. It was NATO forces that were operating bioweapons labs around the Russian border. And it was NATO forces that sabotaged the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. So far, Russia's actions have shown calculated restraint. They understand that NATO is trying to provoke a major response, and eventually NATO actions will demand one. Viktor Orban recently visited Kiev and Moscow on an individual's mission of peace and was interviewed by a podcaster on his flight back from Russia.
So that meeting was prepared in a totally secret way. First I was in Kiev to meet Zelensky. Then I started to organize the meeting with Putin. To make peace is a Christian action. You have to prepare yourself spiritually. So that's what I have done. being convinced that this is the only way and that this is the duty I have to do now, because I remain the only Western leader. I'm the only Western leader now who can have a chance to talk at the same time with Kiev and Moscow.
He asked Putin three questions.
The first, President, what do you think about the peace plans? And what do you think about the frame and the process, how these peace talks are going on, and you are not invited? So what do you think about it? He said that it's obvious that real negotiations cannot happen without the involvement of both parties. So whatever they are doing without him, it means nothing. They are still ready to communicate and negotiate and so on. My second question was, President, how do you see the chance to have a short, limited ceasefire earlier than the real negotiations on peace can start? And he said he's not optimistic on that. You know, Zelensky said that he's not optimistic because the Russians would use it against the Ukrainians. Putin said that the Ukrainians would use it against Russia.
And what did you say to him?
I said, let's consider. I understand your argument, but think about it. And the third question was, I raised that, President, do you have a vision or even a plan how the security architecture of Europe will look like when the war is over? What is your plan? I said, we have a detailed plan.
After his trip to Russia, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban traveled to the United States, not to meet with President Biden, but with former President Donald Trump.
Everybody is aware that sooner or later the war must be concluded. And we can't live eternally in the shadow of the war. So even those who are very committed to fight for Russia or for Ukraine, at the very bottom of their heart knows that, okay, we have to fight now, but sooner or later the peace should come, because peace is a good thing.
I mean, your mission this week is a case study in surprise. What is your essential takeaway from these two meetings? Are we closer to peace? What is your assessment of the results?
Everybody is, and everything is, rather bureaucratic. But if we consider this issue from a bureaucratic eyeglass, a bureaucratic approach, nothing will happen. Because peace cannot be generated by bureaucrats. It's impossible. Many people have to work for it and on it. If you don't do that, there will be no peace. It cannot be bureaucratic. It must be political. Because only political leaders can manage to find a way, the shortest way to the peace. So what is the first step? First step is reopen the diplomatic relationship and reopen the communication channel. That's happened today. So it's one important step forward.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Rees.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. You're going to beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway, Mr. President.
I'm better.
You are a hell of a lot better.
And then he went on. Hell, let's just play it since I mentioned it. He went on to say that Kamala Harris is his vice president, but that Trump is the vice president. And then he refused to respond later. What did he mean by that? He said, well, just ask Trump. What does that even mean? He's completely out of his mind. Here it is.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president. So let's start there. Number, I'm following the advice of my commander in chief, the chief of staff of the military, as well as the Secretary of Defense and our intelligence people.
Completely out of his mind. And it's now official. The Democrats have pulled $90 million funding out of the campaign. They are trying to remove Biden. The question is, will he leave? All right, Casey, Sean, Nathan, Mark, Joe, Josh, Austin, Chris, Anthony, Paul. That's good for calls for the hour. I'll get to all those. And then George Papadopoulos with huge news joins us in the third hour. And then on to the fourth hour. But right now, let's go to the calls and the order they're received. Let's talk to folks in California. Let's talk to Mark. Mark, you're on the air. I want to talk about Biden and his replacement, and is Trump in danger? Those are good questions. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. Okay. So we remember we were kind of talking about Trump, and all of a sudden now it's Biden, right? They're going to replace him. Trump's beating all these charges. Trump's in my opinion, he's in more danger now than he's ever been. What a way to save Biden's butt if somebody, they use some, I don't know, some feminist to take Trump out and say, oh, you know, it's because he's going to take our reproductive rights away, you know, something crazy. And then who's going to be our replacement? You know, everybody's talking about who's going to replace Biden. They have a bench, as disgusting as it is, but where's our bench if something happens to Trump?
I agree. Trump needs to announce his VP. And even if they kill Trump, they'll say, oh, the VP can't be president. But though they can select whoever they want to be Biden's replacement.
Well, true. Very true. But like I said, I mean, everybody's focusing on that. And I mean, Trump, man, I'm worried about him more so now than I probably have ever been. But if I could ask this one more quick question. You know, Alex, how come we need to get Trump on your show, man? I mean, why does he always interview with all these left-wing vermin? But he don't come on your show. I mean, you're the one of the biggest supporters. I mean, he should be on your show like he did the first time.
You know, if I wanted to get – let me ask your question because I never bring this up. If I wanted to get Trump on, we could get him on. I would rather behind the scenes have influence with policy ideas and things. And the calculation has been made that it is a diversion because they tried to demonize me, create a straw man of who I wasn't with PR firms, they admit now, to then tie it to Trump. So it would be a distraction if Trump came on the broadcast. You know, that's why when Elon Musk was freeing up X, I said, listen, he's doing a lot of good work. If he didn't bring me back, it may be a distraction, I understand. And Musk heard that and said, well, screw it, I'll bring you back. And that was Musk's decision. I've told Trump if he thinks that, you know, it's a good thing, go ahead and do it. I just want to get Trump back in. I'm not worried about my show, but I hear you and I appreciate your call. Let's go to Joe in California. Joe, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, yes. So you in business know about shipping and logistics, correct?
A little bit, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. And so a friend of mine works in shipping. He ships big items from California all over the world. And this goes back to both Biden and his debate and this inevitable China, Taiwan, maybe World War III effort. So for the last 6 months, his company has been shipping one truckload container full of 50 cal ammo from California to overseas. And I can tell you specifically, I got the invoices and the pictures and stuff, 50 cals, every third round's tracer rounds. So one truckload every 6 months is not a big deal. And it's logistics, so he knows when they're coming, where it's got to go, when it's going to be packed up, when it's going to shipped out. The day after, the morning after the debate, he got to his shipping yard. There was five trucks out front of his gate. He's like, what the hell is this? I'm the guy. I'm the boss. I know there's no shipping. There's not supposed to be five trucks out there. Goes, you know, gets the paperwork from the truck. It's five truck fulls of that 50 cal ammo. And so he calls.
And let me guess, is it going to South Korea, Japan, or Taiwan?
Singapore.
Well, that's where they break it up. So what's
yeah, exactly. Okay, you know, Singapore is like, that's like from here to you know, to Texas to go to Taiwan. But anyways.
Well, what I'm asking is, does he know the final destination?
Yes.
That was Singapore.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's no mistake that there's been an escalation of U.S. troops and gear and weapons going into Taiwan.
Right. And nobody's playing that up. So anyways, the day after the debate, everybody watched that. Everybody now on the left and the right knows the guy in charge has no clue as what's going on. So he calls up the vendor that has been shipping him one truck full for 6 months. And now he's coming to his lot and there's five trucks out front. The vendor says, oh, that's just five of 18 trucks I want you to send. I know I didn't give you any information about it, but you're expecting five trucks. Yeah, he took those five trucks And he says, I got to turn away the other eight, you know, the others. I can't have 18 truckloads here of ammunition in a shipping area that potentially could blow up and devastate the whole frickin' shipyard, you know?
Sure. So there's a lot of fast and loose stuff. Well, there's it's in the news that there's a massive arms shipments into Taiwan. And if I had to guess, that's where it's going. And it just shows, remember what Biden said 3 months ago or 4 months ago? Guys, look it up. It was Biden. What was the exact headline? Biden concerned Russia or China could make military move to help Trump. October surprise. Biden concerned about Trump October military surprise, as if China or Russia would do something to help Trump. But yeah, China could definitely use all this weakness being projected by Biden to invade Taiwan. They've already been encircling it, doing drills of a takeover. Great points. Thank you, sir. Let's go to Josh in Indiana. Josh, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Howdy.
Good, brother.
I just wanted to talk and everything that's been on, like, circulating the media with Biden, which has been gone a while now, but me and my wife were watching it that night, and just to see him, like, he didn't even look like he knew where he was at. It was horrible, and it just gave me this eerie feeling, and everything, like, with when he was at the NATO summit or whatever it was, all the stuff he was saying, I don't know, I just have this weird feeling of worry.
Yeah, well, he's a puppet, and he's malfunctioning, but now the puppet wants to say. So that's the big question. The Democrats officially want him gone. Chuckie Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Hakeem Jeffries, will Biden do it, or will Biden hang on?
He'll hang on. I think he, like you said, he's too stubborn. It's like when you see Jill out, like, talking for him. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
And she's such a lightweight. I mean, she's not a doctor. She's a babysitter. She's literally some teenager he pedophiled. And she sat there while he raped her daughter. And then she's just there running everything. And they have no understanding, just arrogance and fancy dresses she wears. And that's what happens to empires, is they get incompetent people in control. That's where we are. Thanks for the call. We're moving quick here. Austin in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me. Speaking of malfunction, I think something that went over a lot of people's head was before Biden took office, he had mentioned he had an aneurysm and had the top of his skull removed. I think a lot more of Elon Musk's mission is to expose what the deep state's already doing. So I think this Neuralink stuff was really planting the seed to show us that this is already something that they've been doing for a while.
Oh, they've been putting brain chips in troops for 30, 40 years. I mean, look, Elon wants to dominate every emerging technology. Let's not lie about that. I'm not saying you're lying. I'm saying, let's be honest, he's a technologist person. He's a pro-human transhumanist. He believes in free will, and if you want to transhuman, you can. That's a separate issue. But he's devastating the globalist current anti-human operations, and I'm not going to get in the way of that. I'm nothing but praise for that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and just another little side note was, I think the reason he named X, Twitter X, is because X-Files, you know, he was showing us, you know, kind of how big of...
Well, there's only certain symbols that are popular. You know, the Hindu swastika is popular, but Hitler ruined that. The cross is very powerful, and the X is very powerful. It's just a cross on its side. But great points. Thank you, sir. Anthony in the great state of Texas, you're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Alex.
Go ahead.
I wanted to point out that on the clip where Biden mentions last night that you know, he was taking the advice of his commander in chief, I really don't think that was a Biden gaffe. I think that was more of a Freudian slip, and that we all know.
No, I agree. That's why I said last night live, who is the commander in chief?
Well, we all know that it's Obama.
Yep.
And I really think that was a peek behind the curtain into his little Biden brain, letting us know that, you know, he's listening to his commander-in-chief.
I agree. So do you think he steps down, or do you think he's just parlaying all this pressure to get more goodies and more side deals? What do you think's really going on? Because I predicted, and usually my first prediction's right, like 95% of the time, I said 2 weeks ago he's gone by the 21st. But we're going to find out.
I agree, Alex. I really think that they're, like you mentioned many times before, they're just now, they're done with him. They're letting him make a fool of himself. And come here in the next coming weeks, I think they will pull him. I really do.
But again, they don't have a mechanism if he refuses to go. So what do they do, kill him?
I mean, with these people, anything's possible, Alex. I would say, yeah. I would say, yeah. I mean, it's possible.
Well, let's be 100% clear. We don't support that. Thank you so much. God bless you. Great points. We're taking a lot of calls. They're doing a good job here. Let's talk to Chris in Chicago, where they're going to have the DNC that's now virtual ahead of getting rid of Biden. Chris, what's your view on this election coming up?
Oh, man. I mean, we know that they're going to steal the election. They're trying to steal it, at least. It's crazy. I know this girl. She's an illegal. All right. She showed me her ID and her driver's license. It looks nothing, you know, it's super similar to a regular, you know, citizen's driver's license. It's crazy.
Oh, it's in the news. Democrats are signing illegals up for welfare 1 month after they're here and giving them voter registration cards. They don't even deny that.
Yeah, and then she said that in October, the month before the election, they're going to start getting driver's licenses that look exactly the same as the regular citizen's driver's license.
New York already does it. New York has been, a bunch of states are doing it.
It's crazy. And the fact that people don't support the SAVE Act, I mean, it's mind-boggling.
Well, let me tell the crew to do this, because this was 2 years ago. I remember the local newscast. New York State, New York City, too. Just type in New York City giving migrants driver's license, and it showed thousands of people lined up. You go to X, probably type it in. Lined up to get the exactly. And with that driver's license, they can vote, brother.
Yeah, and it's crazy. It looks exactly the same. Even the one they have right now, even if somebody doesn't get it updated, you know, just taking a glance at it, all that's different is one little color.
Well, listen, the Democrats, I don't know if you tuned in yesterday, they're not even denying it. They're saying you should let illegals vote. Put up the New York Post. Now, there's a Speaker of the House, they're talking about it, where how non-citizens are getting voter registration forms across the U.S. and how Republicans are trying to stop it. And then the Democrats say, well, you're racist if you don't let them vote. They're making illegal aliens police officers, brother.
Yeah, it's crazy what's going on in this country right now. I mean, Chicago and Illinois in itself is super corrupt. And
what do you make of Biden refusing to step down? What do you think is going to happen?
I think he's going to stay in. I mean, hopefully he steps down because it'll just be easier then, hopefully, for Trump. But I think he's going to stay in, sadly.
There's the headline.
Yeah.
16 states give illegal aliens. 16 states give illegal aliens driver's license. There it is.
Yeah, and the worst fact is, I mean, if Kamala Harris, you know, steps up to be president, she's going to be like Lori Lightfoot was in Chicago. She's going to be terrible.
Well, you know, they've got Kamala Harris, they've got Whitmer, they've got Newsom, they've got Hillary. They've got a disgusting bench. Chris, thank you so much. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back with Paul and Sean and Casey. I did a pretty good job actually taking a ton of calls in that last 20 minutes. So get a few more up there, four or five more callers, because I didn't want people to be on hold when this hour ends in 33 minutes. So stay there. I'll go to you. We'll take a few more calls on top of that. And then I'm going to get to all this other news we've got. And there is a lot of it here. But some of the biggest is the predictions of Greta Thunberg, Al Gore, King Charles, all of them, the end of the world. We've got the videos, we've got the articles, we've got their statements going back 20, 30 years saying we'd all be dead by 2020. We'd all be dead by 2013. We'd all be dead by 2017. These people are a fraud. I know you know that, but I mean, they are really a scam and are a joke. All right, please support our big sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com. Incredible nano silver products you need. drjonesnaturals.com. Will keep us on air. Plus, get great products. Go now to drjonesnaturals.com, and I thank you for your support. drjonesnaturals.com. Stay with us. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. birth defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Birth defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil. The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
President Putin. You can beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway, Mr. President.
I'm better.
You are a hell of a lot better.
I want to just make a statement and go right back to your phone calls. We sit up here and talk about epic, incredible world developments every day very calmly. But you have to pull back sometimes and just look at how dangerous and crazy the world is and look at how world government and depopulation and attacks on the family is now out in the open. And a lot of you have been listening for decades. A lot of you were listening before I was born. I'm 50 years old. So the old timers told us this is all coming. Weren't they dead on? So the good news is we've been ahead of the curve on a lot of this, and it's not going to be as easy as the New World Order thinks to bring down humanity. So the fight is now, but this is so real. You tune into other talk shows, and they'll just talk about some one dumb topic for hours and spin their wheels. We're talking about the real future of the world and who the different power structures are and what their goals are. All right, we're taking calls in the order they're received on the insane press conference yesterday. Biden earlier at the end of the NATO summit saying Zelensky is Vladimir Putin, and Putin has incredible courage, and saying that Trump is his VP. And now the Democrats are already covered it last hour. They're saying we're removing him. They've cut the funding. But he's saying, I'm not going. I mean, this is wild. So we're having a discussion about this right now. Let's go to Sean in Florida on the election. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Speaking of listening for decades, I've been listening and following you since 1997, sir.
Wow.
And, yeah.
How did you first listen?
Well, I had a friend who was older than me, and he lived down the street. I wasn't really allowed to hang out with him, so I gave him my boom box. I let him keep it there, and there used to be a way you could take old cassette tapes and put scotch tape over the little holes. You could press play and record on the boom box, and then you could pick up, you could record whatever was on, the sound was on the radio, but it also picked up.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, sure. I mean, I remember recording stuff on boom boxes, yeah.
Yeah, so he'd record the tapes, and then, like, once a week, he'd I'd sneak over his house and give me all the tapes, and then I just kind of listen to them as I could.
Man, that was the old school. Yeah, it was really under the radar. And look how far we've come together thanks to people like that neighbor. What was his first name?
Jeff.
Well, whatever happened to Jeff?
He still lives up in the panhandle of Florida. Yeah, I still talk to him. He's still following you as well.
Well, tell Jeff we love him. Isn't that great what he did, like caring back then? I mean,
absolutely.
Boy, has Jeff been proven right?
Yeah, he has. I tell you what, it was no better use of that boombox, that's for sure.
All right, what'd you call in about, brother?
All right, so here's the one thing that the Democrats have been good at, or I should say the two things, is jamming Trump up with, frame jobs to say. Not that many of them have actually stuck, but they've done a good job of slowing down.
It still slows him down, exactly.
And the second thing is getting all their cronies and the deep state to play along and believe it. My fear is not who they're going to put in there in place of Biden, but that they are going to steal the election, but they're going to do it a little different, and they're going to steal it for the too big to rig, and they're going to use it as a way to frame Trump. And that way they can shorten his final term, get him out of office quickly, and also, at the same time, criminalize all of us.
Okay, so quantify that. I'm following you, but how are they going to frame him?
Well, they are. The steel machine, they've already proved that it worked. But I don't think they can get away with stealing it again for themselves, because everybody, most of the country...
Oh, you're saying Trump. They'll steal the election and blame Trump?
Steal the election and use their mules to pad all the votes for Trump, and then that way they have some actual evidence and they say, oh, yeah.
You know, it's funny you say that, because they're now claiming Trump's engaged in fraud.
And they also changed the terms of service at YouTube, so now you can legally, complain about, or not legally, but now you can get away with complaining about election fraud. And I just think that they're going to use it as a way to frame Trump, frame all of us, get the one thing that they've always wanted, and that's your permanent one-party rule.
Sean, that's why I love taking calls. Is this your first time ever on the show, listening for 25 years?
First time calling into your show. I've called into War Room before, and I've spoken to Chase before, but never called.
Well, we're family. We're family, and thank Jeff for me, okay?
Will do. God bless you.
Yeah, folks, it's been amazing, this fight. It's the people like Jeff out there that are making it all happen. And the seeds they planted decades ago are now sprouting now, because tyranny is like the rain and the sunshine. We don't like it, but it makes everything bloom. Like, people are like, whoa, we heard about this? We've all planted so many seeds. You planted seeds. We planted seeds together. And now it is a harvest of awakening, the great awakening. Casey in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to talk to you about the Forum of Young Global Leaders. I mean, I'm sure you've heard of that, right?
Yeah, that's the big WEF, you know, group that goes around and gets any up-and-comer and invites them to a free trip to Europe, and then a lot of times gets control of them.
Yeah, they have to go through like a 3 to 5 year training course or whatever. But have you ever seen the list of the people who are on this, like the complete list of it?
Yeah, Vladimir Putin's on it.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people like Adam Kinzinger, J6. You know,
yeah, but my point was, is so is Tulsi Gabbard's. And yeah, the ones that work for it, get picked up by it and push, you see their agenda, you judge tree by its fruits. But there are a lot of people like Putin, you know, as vice president went to the forum and spoke. And Trump went to the forum. People like put pictures of Trump up and say, look, he's at the event. Well, yeah, he goes there and tells them to go to hell. But if you see the new British prime minister and all the bad guys, they're almost all WEF. So, yes.
Well, so, yeah, so I believe that Klaus Schwab was the one who rigged the last election. I think that he was behind all of it. The reason for that is because Mark Zuckerberg is also a YGL member, and he pulled out the $400 million out of his own bank account to pay for these ballot boxes or whatever. So,
Well, he paid for the database of dead people and folks that had moved out of districts. So, yeah, he created the list to fill out the fraudulent mail-ins.
Yeah, and so I think what's going to happen is I think they have a problem. They can't really invoke the 25th, because if they do, then they'll have a say in who gets to be the president, right? Like the
yeah, because it'll go to the vice president and the speaker of the house and down. Yeah.
Yeah. So they can't really do that. They kind of got a situation now. But they're trying to get Gretchen Whitmer in because she's heavily involved in the World Economic Forum.
And she is ultra evil.
Yes, she is. And she's importing the WEF into her state. If you know
she's putting all the Soros and WEF in all the positions.
Yeah, yeah. And Gavin Newsom. Those two people will be the people that would replace Biden if they can get rid of him and they can make him step down. That's my prediction.
I think it's a pretty, I think it has a lot of validity, because they're definitely behind the scenes. They've been getting those two ready.
Yeah. Yeah. They're really pushing Gretchen a lot. Like I've noticed that a lot. You know, there's a lot of stuff coming for her. So
Casey, yeah. Amazing points. Thank you for calling. Paul in Canada, you're on the air on Justin Trudeau, governments and importing the corruption. We're just talking about that. He is the protege, the example, Klaus Schwab says. And his deputy leader, prime minister, is a top globalist as well, the WEF, and the co-chair of the World Economic Forum. Paul?
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to talk about, Alex, is we have like 6 million people come into Canada. We have 10 million, maybe 20 million coming into America. They're coming in all
the
time.
By the way, that's
Europe.
A big deal for Canada. It's like, 30-something million people?
Yeah, so we went from 25 to 30, 35 to 40 million people within like 9 years, right? So it's a huge amount of people coming into the country. And how does it get coordinated that it's happening in the United States, it's happening in Canada?
Globalist.
You know, yeah, but where is that person? Like, you talk about this, and I watch this all the time, and I try to explain it to my son. And that's sort of the question that I have. Like,
it's
how
the UN Resettlement Refugee Compact, and it's the State Departments of the governments and the Foreign Office.
How is this not news that regularly is coming out to people? Like, how is it that you're the only voice speaking about this?
Listen, replacement migration is on the UN website. The different resettlement NGOs are on there. Remember Lou Dobbs, when he got fired like 6 years ago off Fox Business. And what did he do?
Oh, he's talking about that all the time.
He showed documents that are public that the State Department is giving billions to Soros. Soros doesn't give any money. He's given it as the NGO, and then he gave debit cards to illegals and then got the UN to accept them. And Trump learned about it and killed the UN treaty. Well, Obama, Biden, put the treaty back in place. So, yeah, it's all UN replacement, migration, invasion.
Yeah, just a new caller. It's great to hear you and great to hear your voice. And just letting you know that here in Canada, we're suffering the same thing. And I visited Europe, and the same thing is happening in Poland. Like, they're now trying to change Poland the same
way.
Oh,
yeah, because they put because Jack Sullivan predicted a year ago, they got rid of their good leader and put in the former deputy head of the EU, is now their president. And now he's literally teaching drag queen story time, open borders. When police get shot at and they defend themselves or thrown in prison, it's all the George Soros formula.
Like, year over year, I visited the country in Europe like two summers in a row, and from one summer to the next summer with the new prime minister, it almost became Canada. Like, it's amazing to watch that how they can do that and the control that they have.
Well, they control the central governments, brother, and God bless you. You're dead on. But, hey, you saw Mick Jagger up there praising Trudeau, and he got massively booed in a giant audience. So the people are waking up in Canada, brother. Thanks for the call. All right. Bernadette in Canada, another caller in Canada. Go ahead, Bernadette. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. It's so great to talk to you. I watched the big boys' speech last night, and it was pathetic. I just wanted to let you know that my mom, who's passed away years ago, was a huge fan of yours, and she told me about a prediction back in the 80s, and it's called the Hermit of Laredo. Have you ever heard of this?
It rings a bell. Tell me about it.
So there's this priest that, if you look it up on YouTube, it's called the Hermit of Laredo, and he went and he saw this fellow named Tom Zimmer, and at this beautiful house called Laredo. And what happens is that basically this hermit tells him a story that Trump is going to save the world, and it's going to happen at a time where the world is going to collapse. And there's actually a brick in a wall in the Vatican that Tom Zimmer wrote Donald J. Trump on that. And this is back in the 80s, and this was when Pope John Paul was the Pope, the real Pope. And this brick was put in this wall, and he's been praying for it ever since. And I just hope and pray that that will come to fruition, that that prediction will happen.
I have heard of that. Is there a photo of the brick?
I have not seen a photo of the brick. I've only seen the priest talking about the story because my mom told me about it, and then I found it one day.
Well, somebody's got to dig into that. That's very interesting. I mean, I'll tell you this. The New World Order doesn't like Trump. They are really mad at him. What do you think is going to happen with Biden? He's refusing to go, but the Democrats are officially wanting him to leave.
You know, does it really matter if he comes or he goes? This is the way I look at it, because whoever they replace him with, it doesn't matter. What they're going to do is, once Trump wins, they're going to blame everything on Trump. When the economy crashes, they'll blame it on Trump. When everything goes to crap, they're going to blame it on Trump. So it doesn't really matter if Newsom gets in there or Harris. It doesn't matter, because they're going to try and blame it on Trump anyway.
Good points. Thank you so much for the call. Moving quick through calls here. Let's talk to John in Washington. You're on the air.
Yes. Hey, Alex. This is John Freeman. I'm over in Washington State. I'm a longtime listener. Been listening to you since 2003, actually, when I was back in the Coast Guard.
Well, God bless you, brother. Good to have you on with us.
Well, thank you. God bless you too, brother. I just feel real blessed to get to call in today. I've tried to call in before, but by the grace of God, I was able to talk to you. I wanted to bring up a couple quick topics regarding your question. Our vice president VP pick for Trump, a guy called in a couple times back, and he said, who's our backup? You know, what's our plan? You haven't talked about Vivek in a while, and I really liked Vivek. He's the only one in the last year or two that has called into your show multiple times. And I just want us to remember and not forget Vivek. I think he's got young blood, fresh blood. He's saying all the right things. And I just think that we can't forget him. I don't know who this J.D. Vance is. I don't know who this buffoon is. Obviously, Marco Rubio is a tool. What he said to you when you went and at the Google conference and, you know, the trial there, and you spoke your piece, and then Marco Rubio said, who are you? You know, he acted like a buffoon. So I just wanted to bring up the topic about...
Well, I like Vivek. I think he's a really smart guy. He used to come on all the time. I've got his number. Radio silence when I'm asking him on now. So I don't know what's going on with that, but, you know, we really like Vivek. What do you think they do with Biden, though? I mean, how are they going to get rid of him?
Well, I think with Biden, honestly, anything goes at this point. I think someone called in a couple days back, obviously, and he mentioned they're probably just going to poison his pudding, natural death. But he's gone off the rails. He's obviously out of his rocker, and his, like you said a couple days back, his brain's rotting. He's standing up there like a little baby. He doesn't know what's going on, and Jill's refusing to let it go as well. So who knows what's up with this Hunter thing as well. What's up with that? Is Hunter Biden really taking press or debriefings with the president?
Yeah, that's because just like when they wanted to get rid of Trump in 2000, no one would help Trump. He was down to a few people. Yeah, no, Hunter and Jill are running the show. Thank you so much, John. Let's go ahead and go to Miss InfoWars, Miss InfoWars, California. We're talking about Elon Musk, the election, and Israel. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. My name is Annie in California. I wanted to first say an observation about Adrian Dittman, because I'm really into words and their root meaning. And I first saw that dit means, if you're familiar with the root word, is to dictate. Like when they used to use telegraphs and stuff, the individual character is called a dit. So it also, the root word ditto. So I thought that was fascinating.
Yeah, it means dictate. Yeah.
Dit. It's a single letter, just like a computer software.
For those who don't know, Adrian Dittman sounds just like Musk. I believe it is Musk. I've talked to Musk before, but I believe Dittman is him. But how does that tie into all this?
Okay, well, I wanted to actually talk about Israel, which has been conspicuously silent. But I think that Israel made a deal behind, this is what I think, it's just an observation, may have made a deal with Trump behind the scenes to hand the election to them. We know that Israel, through Mossad, controls a lot of the deep state operatives. And also, it's very biblical because Israel is in the Bible, wars and rumors of wars and the armies being gathered around Israel. But I think Netanyahu wants a war with Iran desperately. The Palestinian protests are getting in the way of the Democrats' willingness, and they lost the voting bloc. I think that behind the scenes, Israel is pulling the strings.
Well, I mean, Israel's one of the most powerful lobbies. I don't think that's debatable. And Netanyahu does want bigger wars to stay in power. I don't think that's a speculation. So do you want to go off Annie or go off Miss InfoWars? It says Miss InfoWars on screen. Did you tell us that name?
Oh, it's Annie. My name's Annie in California.
Why does it say Miss InfoWars? Did you tell us that?
No.
They just made that up. Wow.
I guess so. That's interesting.
Oh, okay. Well,
listen,
what I'm trying to understand here is we're talking about Elon Musk, talking about Israel, talking about Trump. What do you think is going to happen with Biden?
I think that Biden is probably going to be assassinated. I think that Mossad is going to take care of him. And I think Mossad's behind, with the deep state blackmail they have, behind all of this, pulling the rug out from underneath Biden and pulling the rug out.
Sure, Annie, I appreciate your call. You know, Netanyahu's got less than 20% support, like Trudeau and like Macron. So I'm not even an apologist for Israel. My thing to say, the Israelis are pulling all the strings. They're all fighting and, you know, got their own craziness going on as well. But I do think, obviously, the Israel lobby is heavily involved in our elections. So I think that's a valid point. All right, last caller for this hour. I got some other news I'm going to head ahead of our special guest. Anthony in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, Alex. I'm feeling optimistic. I think Trump's going to win. I think it's too late for the Democrats. The jig is up. I mean, you think about just even 2021, people weren't talking about half of the stuff they are now. And
I agree. We're in the middle of the Great Awakening.
Yeah, I'm seeing it. We're all seeing it. And, like, just in 2021, people weren't even talking about this stuff. I was kind of then feeling like, is anyone ever going to see this? Now they're talking about it. Now they're seeing it. It's affecting their pocketbook. Trump's going to win in a landslide. But then I think they're going to pull the rug on the economy because this hyper bubble is set to pop anyway. But that's okay. We'll have our president in there. He'll handle it. We'll get through it. And I just think the globalists should just, if I was them, I'd be backing off right now. Because anything they do, we got so many voices out there now seeing through it. And we're going to expose it.
No, I tend to agree with you. What do you think of Musk? I don't see how you deny the good he's doing. He may not be perfect. Great. Nobody is. But my point is he's got the EU coming after him. He's turning us loose. He is attacking the globalists every day. They're key operations, saying the globalists want to kill you. I mean, he sounds like me. How are we going to be mad at this? I see as a real sign that we're winning that Elon Musk is coming over to our side.
Oh, I agree. I think Elon's awesome. I think he's doing really good work. I mean, he bought X for a reason, so we could have free speech again, and it's been working. We're being able to get the message out, just like with your show and everything. So, I think Elon's is doing a lot of good for us. And I think the globalists, I think they're going to back off till 2028. They'll let everybody go back to sleep, or hope for that, and then maybe make the move before the 2030.
you know, and just put it kind of off for 4 or 5 years if it continues to go our way towards the election.
What do they do to Biden if he refuses to step down?
I think they'll just leave. He'll stay in. He'll run. He'll lose the election, and then he'll just go off into the sunset. He's not going to be around too much longer, and he'll just pass, and that'll be that.
Well, we're about to find out, and I think your view of things has as good a chance as anybody's view. I don't think we know because the system doesn't know. Thank you, Anthony. All right, George Papadopoulos was the first or second, you can debate who it was, him or General Flynn, to be targeted by the deep state. And he's got a lot of perspectives on the world today, what's happening. It's going to be a fascinating interview. I'm going to tie it into all the censorship and political developments next hour. Great hour of calls. Great everybody calling in. Very, very appreciative of that. We're going to go to break here in about 2 minutes. I'm going to just say this again. All the viewers and listeners have a decision to make. Do you want to keep InfoWars embattled that's been in so many fights on the air? It's your decision to make. But I need those of you that make the decision to be part of history to write down these URLs and to go there. DrJonesNaturals.com is our great sponsor, my dad's company, product ship out of Central Texas, north of Austin. Incredible nano silver products, all these great organic toothpaste, fluoride-free, next-level foundational energy selling out as we speak. Incredible products like 10-hour clean energy, Turbo Force. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. Just see it as a donation. Plus, you'll get great products in the mail. I think you'll love it. High-quality 30 parts per million colloidal silver discounted. Silver Bullet. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. And I cannot operate without the sponsor. I need you to support the sponsor just for us to hang on and continue. So long, I can't imagine we'll get it shut down, but it is in your hands because part of the paradox of the news saying we'd be shut down a month ago and 3 weeks ago and the judge blocking it is people think we're shutting down. Well, if you don't support, we will. So we're going to be here for months and months. You get your orders in, you're going to get them, and we probably are going to stay on air. God just keeps coming through, so I've got faith and believe it. And if that's in God's will, that's there. But God has to work through you to go to drjonesnaturals.com right now. Separately, InfoWarsStore.com is selling out of all the products we've got. We're going to have a real issue if we get a buyer or stay on air about having money to reorder stuff and reboot it. But we have InfoWars MD line that we do have in stock that's amazing products. So check out InfoWars MD, Ageless Vitality, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Better Mood, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. It's the same as our bodies. Super high quality. Turmeric 95. CBDC Full Spectrum 10 milligram gummies. CBD Full Spectrum 25 milligram gummies. Probiotic formula, prostate support, nerve renew, joint max support, and good night's sleep. All InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup than these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, he's a really smart guy from the Trump administration and patient zero and persecution. George Papadopoulos joining us for the balance of the hour in 6 minutes. But a lot of stations don't carry this first five, so we're not going to go to him until 6 minutes from now because I want to cut him off. And we got a big list of big issues to cover with him. He's really got an excellent, very informative view on the world. But I wanted to spend a few minutes on this. And I should make a whole documentary about this, or somebody should. You got Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth, it's pure BS and all the rest of it. But if you look at King Charles, before him Prince Charles, his dad, Prince Philip, world government, depopulation, everything we're opposing, it's now out in the open. Greta Thunberg saying the world will be over by now. All of them saying it. It's important to go back over this. Let me show you some of the articles. When I'm off the air today, I'm going to repost these on X at Real Alex Jones. Here's the New York Post. Greta Thunberg reportedly deletes 2018 tweet claiming climate change will wipe out all of humanity by 2023. And I noticed on X when these get posted, people say, this isn't real. Well, I went and found the news articles. It is real. I went and found her deleted tweet. So that's the disinformation that's going on. They don't want you to remember this. Everybody in your brain remembers, you know, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, Beto O'Rourke and AOC saying the world's going to end in 10 years. Remember all that? Al Gore saying it's going to end in 2013, 2017. So here's some of the headlines. They don't want you to look up. A top climate scientist is warning that climate change will wipe out all of humanity unless we stop fossil fuels over the next 5 years. 2018. Now it's the left that's actually endangering everybody with World War III. Here's the article. Top climate scientists, humans will go extinct. We don't fix climate change 2023. Here's AP back in the 80s saying by the year 2000, senior UN environmental officials say the entire nations could be wiped out the face of the earth by rising sea levels if the global warming trend is not reversed by 2000. That's 24 years ago. And then when I posted this morning the Greta Thunberg New York Post, I saw comments saying it's not real. Well, I went and pulled it up. The New York Post was real, and the original article she was in 6 years ago saying it. And here it is on screen. Greta Thunberg on Twitter, a top climate scientist, is warning that climate change will wipe out all of humanity unless we stop using fossil fuels the next 5 years. That's 2023. Here's the damn article. Here it is on webarchive.org. There it is. Here's a joke meme. This is a joke. It's Greta as an old lady. Greta 2065. We only have 1 month to save the world. Yeah, she's worth $18 million and flies around a private jet. Just 96 months to save the world, says Prince Charles. Said that in 2009. So the world was going to be over in like 6-7 years. Well, it didn't end in 2016. There's the actual article. So they do not want you remembering this. There is a major disinfo operation. Here's one. Al Gore's 30 years of climate errors. Shows the clip, shows the video, shows the articles, shows where he said it. Polar bears can't swim. Doomsday addiction, celebrating 50 years of failed climate predictions. Another excellent article from agweb.com. Influence Watch podcast 259, Gore's climate errors. We're going to do a whole report on this. Oil and gas industry critic in Canadian Senate flew 100,000 miles in past year to climate conferences. It's all a lie. It's all a fraud. And I know you're like, Alex, we've known that before you were born. I understand that. But the general public is starting to get it, but they don't fully get it. The UN, the globalists want the power to cut off our energy and totally control us. That's siege. That's slavery. And we've got to get on the ball because we have this paradox with populists and Christians and conservatives and just informed people. capitalist. Just folks that are realists and want to live and have an optimist. We think because we know something really well, everybody else knows it. I'm just as bad as you are. That's not the case, folks. The public's ready to wake up, but you've got to get these articles, these reports, and get them out. And I've got to do reports on it to make it short and sweet. So there you go. A quick 5 minutes on that. George Papadopoulos joins us in 60 seconds. They try to put this guy under the prison, but he survived. We'll be right back. Stay with us. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart
of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted for what you are about to receive. We are the dealers. We'll give you everything you need. Hold on to the good times. Trump got major bumps off the debate 2 weeks ago, big bumps off last night. He's 25 points ahead nationwide, 10, 15 points in battleground states. If they steal it, they steal it. But if there's a real election, he wins big time. All right, George Papadopoulos, along with General Flynn, are the first people the deep state targeted. Both were vindicated, and the truth came out. He'll talk some about that because they're trying to recycle it, but the real reason he's here to talk about his best-selling book, The Deep State Target, How I Got Caught in the Crosshairs of the Plot to Bring Down President Trump, which is key to understand. We're going to try it again. We'll talk about Biden's disastrous presser, the NATO summit, the Op Against 2016 campaign that must be declassified, and everything else. George, you called in during Spaces a few days ago. We appreciate you joining us as a guest. My friend, we're going to break here in 25 minutes. I'm going to try to give you the floor until then. George Papadopoulos.
Great to be with you, Alex. Thanks so much for having me.
Where do you want to begin, my friend?
Yeah, the world is changing so quickly, Alex. I mean, we have one moment. We have a Biden presser that was supposed to be the mother of all pressers to basically revitalize his wailing campaign. And what happened? All of a sudden, he goes off scripted and he completely fumbles the ball. He showcases to the American public and the world that not only is he completely incompetent and he just simply doesn't have the mental acuity to continue being the commander in chief, but also that he's a national security threat. And I think this is something, because of so much info hitting us at the same time, every single day, there's like a new cycle, that we're forgetting that just a year ago, Jamie Comer and others on the House Oversight Committee presented evidence that the Biden crime family was receiving millions of dollars from countries like China, Romania, Ukraine, and potentially more in order to sell out American foreign policy to the highest bidder. That, for some reason, has completely gone underground. And I think it is because, and I can only theorize, is because the Republicans believe that if they showcase how corrupt this family is, it's only going to accelerate his decline, get him out of office. Unfortunately for Biden, I think these pressers and the Democrats now are an even bigger threat to his presidency. And the longer he showcases who he is to the American people and the world, the further his decline is going to be and the quicker they're going to want to remove him. And I'm just going to land on this. If you go back to the last election, the basement strategy was brilliant by the Biden campaign. The less you saw Biden, the better it off was for him. They can't hide him anymore. The CIA got involved in the last election, too, by suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story. Too many people are awake now, Alex. Too many eyeballs are watching the ball, and I don't think they could pull the same card twice. And that's why I think it's going to be a lot more difficult this time to steal the election.
And, George, that's why I love having really informed guests that have experienced this for themselves on, because you just hit the nail on the head. I almost interrupted, but I shut up because I want you to talk. That's the only thing I've missed the last few weeks is that he's such a foreign agent. He's such a spy. He works for China, Russia, Ukraine. He's like a vending machine. And what are the outside handlers, like the Hunter Biden laptop audio, where he's like, the head of Chinese intelligence runs me and I haven't talked to him in a month and what's happening? That's all real audio. They admit that's real. Exactly. That's the big missing piece is what do world leaders think of this? We can laugh at it all day, but it projects weakness. It may make China go ahead and make the move into Taiwan. What do they know we don't know? What could they pull with all the blackmail they've got on him? So elaborate on that.
Yeah, let's just look at facts, right, Alex? Go back to the Bush administration. What happened? Putin went in on Georgia, the country of Georgia, obviously not the state of Georgia, and he occupies to this day about 20% of Georgia. Go to the Obama administration in which Vice President Biden was running points on Ukraine at the same time that his son, Hunter Biden, was involved in Burisma, getting paid millions of dollars as a so-called natural gas expert, even though he has absolutely no qualifications to do so. And what happens then? Putin goes in, takes over Crimea. Trump gets into office, absolutely no wars. The U.S. oil and gas reserves were completely revitalized. America became an energy exporter for the first time since World War II. Oil and gas prices were very low, and Putin simply didn't have the finances to move into Ukraine because around 30 to 40% of Russia's entire budget depends on oil and gas. So what's happened now? All of these payments, going back to 2014, 2015, the embezzlement, the corruption, the overt bribery in the quid pro quo, where Joe Biden himself, during a speech he was giving at one of these think tanks, I think it was the Council on Foreign Relations, said, I was running points. Ukraine put in this prosecutor to look into the corruption that my son was allegedly involved in with this company, Burisma. So what did I tell the president of Ukraine that we helped install just a year before? If you don't fire this prosecutor looking into my son's dealings, you're not getting this loan that you desperately need. You're not getting $1 billion. And you're not going to be shined in a very bright light in terms of U.S. foreign policy.
Exactly. They so the question is, who really runs Biden?
Here's what I really think is going on. And this is why I think Obama actually came out in support of Biden overtly. Some people are rumoring that, you know, he might be behind the scenes trying to overthrow him. I don't think that's the case, Alex. And I'll tell you why. I think Obama is the puppet master. I think it's the Susan Rice's, the Obama. I think Obama made it very clear that he needed a third term to completely destroy America from within.
Yeah, he famously said, I'd love to sit in my sweats in a basement and run things.
Absolutely. So you have to understand, why would Obama want to give up that power? Obama's key point of being a politician is control, power, and changing the American identity from within and destroying our credibility abroad. Biden also has, I believe, info on Obama, considering that they worked hand in glove in terms of all of these various corrupt acts, not even including.
There's cross blackmail going on.
That's exactly what I really think is going on. I think that's why Biden believes he has an ace up his sleeve. And why I also think Biden is fighting to remain in power,
and why Obama has been very tacitly approving of Biden maintaining power. Because if Biden goes and they have a wild card like Kamala Harris or Gavin Newsom, there's no guarantee that those two individuals who really don't have any skin in the game with Obama to protect Obama at this case in point, you know, almost going into 12 years after his administration.
Incredibly accurate, George. And I know, let's talk about your book, and then I want to get into current events, because it's important to know where we started. Why were you, according to the history I've seen, but you lived it, so some of it wrong, you and Flynn were targeted right at the outset, the first. Why was that done? What unfolded? How were you able to expose it and defeat their attacks?
Yeah, so I cover this in the book, Deep State Target, and it's an incredible story that really showcases that this was not a spontaneous, justified investigation called Crossfire Hurricane that started in the summer of 2016. But the operation, and it wasn't even the FBI actually that was running this thing. It was actually the CIA with foreign intelligence, including our closest so-called partners, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and the United Kingdom, which are part of this Five Eyes intelligence agreement. What the Five Eyes intelligence agreement is, so your viewers understand the context of what I'm about to discuss here, is the U.S. with these four other countries basically can spy on each other's citizens if they want. They share intelligence on foreign countries and their citizens. So let's make an example. When I was on the Trump campaign, especially at the beginning, I was based in London. So the Obama administration said, hey, there's this guy Papadopoulos and there's this guy Flynn who was also spending some time in London. We can't circumvent the U.S. Constitution in theory. We all know that that's false, and we can't penetrate their Bill of Rights, but you can do it because they're based abroad without any hesitation. So they were using people like the CIA, the MI6, MI5, other foreign intelligence to put people into my life, General Flynn's life, Roger Stone's life, to bump into us and to create the fix that would later result in a domestic FBI investigation.
And by the way, I never wrote myself into this, and I haven't told the story fully yet, but at the same time, I was approached by Russians. They were CIA. I went to the FBI about it, into their offices. But I had the same stuff happen at the same time. Like, here's 3 million.
Oh, Alex.
Yeah.
No, Alex, this is exactly the point. What happened was they went after high-profile conservatives. It wasn't simply presidential campaigns. I worked on Ben Carson's campaign first, and later we find out that Ben Carson was also targeted as part of one of these 26 people in Trump's periphery or orbit or even his campaign that were targeted.
So these are illegal stings. They go to every person around Trump and offer him money. And to the credit of the American people, they couldn't get one person to take cash.
I really think that they teamed up with some sort of Hollywood scriptwriter, or they had, as they always say, unlimited manpower, unlimited money, and unlimited time to fabricate evidence and to set up people when they want.
Sure, but let me interrupt you. What does it say about conservatives and Christians? Because this is admitted. They could never get one Trump supporter ever to sell out to Russia. Like, we're not, what does that say about, I mean, I'm a little bit proud of us. I mean, I know who I am. You can't buy me. But I'm just saying they couldn't get anybody to sell out. I mean, that's beautiful.
Alex, I think it's because we're ardent believers in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Certainly I am. I'm a patriot. I love this country. I've always put this country first. Public service has been in my blood since I was a teen. And something that I would never do is sell this country out for silver, gold, platinum, or cash the way that they wanted me to and the way they wanted you to and other people. So I think at the end of the day, what this operation really showcased is that there are two types of people in America. They're traitors and patriots. I certainly fit in the image and the party of the patriots. You do, Roger Stone, President Trump, others, because we did not take this type of offering that they were willing to give us to sell out America, to sell out the Trump campaign, and to basically reinstall an Obama third term that unfortunately the American people today are witnessing what a disaster that would have been and what a disaster it is today.
Finish up on yourself in the book, though, because I haven't read the book. I'm starting to. People tell me it's amazing. Real experts say it's really a must read. But just finishing up, because you're a microcosm, why did they target you and Flynn first? And then finish up with that, and let's move into what's currently happening.
Yeah, so what they did was, because we were based in London, or Flynn was actually traveling a lot to London. That's why you have this infamous picture with him with the head of MI6. I was living and working in London. So they said, let's go get at the guys that don't have constitutional protection who are living abroad. And that's why this guy, Joseph Mifsud, Stefan Halper, the so-called Australian diplomat, his people, other spies, Turkish operatives, you had Mossad operatives, according to the New York Post, all convened in London and in Europe and in the Middle East, where I, as a foreign policy advisor, that was my job. If I wasn't abroad, if I wasn't talking to foreign governments, meaning our allies, there was no reason for me to be on these presidential campaigns. So what they did was they went to these governments and said, this guy's a foreign policy advisor. Flynn was the head of DIA. When they go and reach out and talk to you about the Trump campaign, act as if you're having a realistic, normal meeting, but why don't you wear a wire? And why don't you try to find out what this campaign is really all about? And the reason they went after us and why these foreign governments went after us, along with the CIA, is because Trump was against the globalist agenda. And I'm going to say it like I've always said it. The most heavily watched event in the entire world every 4 years, Alex, it's not the World Cup. It's not the Olympics. It's the presidential campaign season. Every country around the world has an interest in it. At that time in 2016, before Brexit, you had issues like the TPP, Brexit, war with Russia, arming Ukraine, NATO expansion, China running amok. All of these countries certainly didn't want a nationalist, populist like Donald Trump in office. They all had vested interest in Clinton, and that's why they targeted me initially, Flynn and others, and why this continued up until Trump's recent conviction.
And now they're bringing Russiagate out again, so we'll bring that up at the end of the interview. Now, still got 40 minutes left. Let's shift gears, George Papadopoulos, into the current situation. How would you describe Biden refusing to leave? Clearly, Democrat, Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, they all say you got to go. Disagree if you disagree, but it looks like they're saying go. He's refusing. What is your prediction?
Yeah, and this really goes to why I think why Obama's the puppet master. And I think the reason Biden feels that he has this ace up his sleeve is because I think there could be some sort of coordinated blackmail among one another. Because, like I said, he was his vice president. Obviously, they have a very close working relationship. They both know each other's secrets. And there's been, outright proclamations from, I think it was a stenographer of Obama or Biden, who said that, yes, Biden does have some blackmail on Obama. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's been reported recently. So the reason Biden feels that he's emboldened, that he does have the potential to withstand the storm, even when you have people like, George Clooney and some of these other big titan donors saying, we're not even going to donate if Biden's there, is because it's Obama supporting him behind the scenes, and Obama supporting him because he believes that with him in power, it's Obama running the show. If Kamala Harris or Gavin Newsom or some of these other folks that they're talking about, Whitmer or these others, Obama's not going to have the influence behind the scenes that he does with Biden. That's why I don't think Biden is going to get out, barring, and I think there's only one exception to him actually dropping out of this race, is if the GOP in Congress, the FBI, the CIA, or even Democrats on the House leak criminal activity by the Biden family that people like Jamie Comer and Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz have been alleging for over the last 3 years.
Exactly. So will the Republican establishment join the Democrats to remove Biden, or do they want to keep him in because he's so weak? I think it's what you're saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying, and that's exactly why I think the Republicans have kind of threw this under the rug a little bit, and they haven't talked about it in about a year, because I think they're waiting for the convention. But also the Democrats understand that if Biden is there up until the election and past the election, it's going to be a historic rout. I mean, it's literally impossible for Biden to recover, not only from his horrendous debate performance, but of course his weak and feckless policies, which have simultaneously invited a political security and economic crisis. And when his own party is on national television from ABC to CNN to MSNBC calling for his removal and replacement. So Biden cannot recover from this, whether he wants to or he doesn't. So the Republicans understand that. And the Democrats also understand that if they reveal information about criminality by the Biden family, the entire party is going to look corrupt and dirty. So they're in this horrendous situation. They're caught between a rock and a hard place where they really don't know what to do. They're hoping Biden exits gracefully. I don't think that's going to happen. So I think they're going to have to force him out. They're going to lose this election to Trump, and then they're going to have to re-strategize and reprioritize what this party really is. Is it the party of an 80-year-old white guy, or is it the party of the extremists on the left, like AOC, Tlaib, and Omar, who are trying to shift the Democrat Party into something completely unrecognizable and something that I don't think the majority of Americans really want? So they're in this state of introspection right now, Alex.
No, I agree. George, I'm really impressed. This is the best analysis I've heard in years. This is like Tucker Carlson-level stuff here, so I'm blown away. So he's refusing to leave because of internal blackmail. He's got his own little camp follower with Jill and Hunter as a chief of staff de facto now. And he knows he's facing all these charges. So he wants to keep the power. He won't leave. And at the same time, though, that will ensure that Trump wins in a landslide. But the Democrats can't bring forth the dirt because that implicates them as well. They're basically paralyzed.
It's fascinating. They are incredibly paralyzed. And the biggest mistake they did was wait until the last minute to even discuss removing him. If they had discussed this, the 25th Amendment, 2 years ago, I mean, Biden didn't just wake up and have one bad moment. This guy has been short-circuiting since the day he ascended to the Oval Office. He hasn't held a briefing without his handlers, I don't think even
and
one
time.
And that's
emblematic of the establishment's arrogance. They keep acting like they didn't know. This indicts the media and the Democratic Party more than anybody, doesn't it?
No, it indicts, it's a profound indictment on the mainstream media, their cohorts in the Democrat Party, the intelligence community, Biden, and even Obama. And the reason, Alex, and you alluded to a great point, that Hunter and Jill are the ones who are basically supporting their feeble and weak father and husband to remain in office while he's making a national embarrassment of himself is because they understand that the embarrassment and the potential criminal liability that they face, not only as a family, but as people in their party potentially face if he drops out, are even greater than what you're showcasing right now, including Biden having an incredibly horrendous moment on national television during a debate performance, or even a simple exchange during a NATO presser that he just had a couple days ago. So this is really at the heart of the situation. It's a tremendous opportunity for the Republican Party to now galvanize around Donald Trump, to expound on the MAGA America First principles, and to make this movement not simply be about the next 4 years, but about the next 40 years. Because I think the Democrats are in such a dangerous position right now and in such a weak position that we as a party and as a MAGA movement could take full advantage of it.
Well, I was about to interrupt you and say that. Are they in danger of killing their party? And what is the new party, the two-party system, that is going to come out of that? I mean, I think it's clear they are in existential danger of ending because they're either the evil, kleptocrat, pedophile party of Biden, or they're the AOC, communist, Palestinian, you know, New World Order idiot party. I mean, this is the end of the Democratic Party is what I'm saying.
And I think I give credit to Donald Trump regarding this because, see, we can't forget. I mean, we have to remember, right? The Republican Party used to be the party of endless wars, crony capitalism, open borders, so-called free trade. That's what the Koch brothers are all about, right? That's why the Koch brothers, who are part of the Republican establishment, decided not to support Donald Trump. And it wasn't because he was a Republican. It was because he was tough on China. You have the establishment and the intel agencies and the community going against Donald Trump because he decided he's going to close the border. He's going to stop endless wars and create peace deals around the world. And that's simply not good for business. So what has this done? The Democrats, who used to be somewhat along those lines, going back to, let's say, Kennedy, they decided we can't look exactly like Donald Trump. So we have to shift and to look like something opposite of Donald Trump. And opposite of Donald Trump are the warmongers, the neocons, the open borders, and the destroying of America from within. So they have basically replaced themselves with what the old Republican Party was. That's something that Americans overtly rejected and voted in Donald Trump simply because they hate Donald Trump so much. So this is another brilliant...
George Papadopoulos, stay there. The book is Deep State Target. George Papadopoulos back. We're going to talk about this and how the enemy is going to strike back when we come back.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
Alright folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Best-selling author of Deep State Target, George Papadopoulos, is our guest.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, so... George, I agree with you. I think you're dead on. Amazing analysis. Populist, conservatives, Trump supporters are in the driver's seat. But the deep state isn't going to give up. Will they do an October surprise? people. They do a false flag. They're in total disarray. That, to me, that makes them more dangerous. What are you concerned about? You've given us your optimistic view, and I think that's where things are going. I don't think anybody disagrees you're wrong. But what should we be concerned about? What tricks, what aces does Obama and the deep state have up their sleeves?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I'm optimistic regarding where the Republican Party is going under MAGA. I am pessimistic when it comes to the ace or the joker up Biden and the Democrat Party's sleeve. Simply forget even about replacing him at this time. Let's look at some facts, right? You had the Afghanistan disaster where Biden pulled American troops out of there. There was a civilian deaths. Our troops were killed in suicide bombings before. But equally as important as that disaster was that the U.S. left $86 billion in black market arms to the Taliban, which is a terrorist organization that our troops and NATO was fighting for over 20 years, only to exit in this unglorious way. You have the Ukrainian issue now, where you have also thousands or potentially millions, actually millions, of black market arms facilitating through Ukraine. Some of those arms have even reached groups like Hamas, which are waging this war with Israel currently. So you put that together with terrorist organizations also operating in Latin America, especially in Venezuela, like Hezbollah, where they're part of this illicit drug trade, which has been going on for years now, especially under the Biden administration when Trump tried to clamp that down. You look at the open border, you have military-aged men from China coming in for the first time really in history. They have gone up about 6,000% the last year. You have people from the Middle East, Asia, and Latin America funneling themselves through the Middle East, through the border. With these arms on the market, with terrorist organizations operating at our southern border in Latin America, and Mexico giving basically carte blanche to these groups to go in, that is a recipe for an unmitigated disaster. We've already seen issues going on right now in countries like Russia, where you have these low IQ Islamist terrorists that are being financed by obviously foreign governments or intel agencies to go and kill random civilians in orchestras or people just on the streets. Unfortunately, the what I'm seeing now, Alex, is something similar might happen here on the home front in America. It's because the Biden administration has kept this border open while these groups are operating to the south of us. And we've already seen in countries like Russia, this potential card being exploited with these kind of people going and killing civilians.
And George, I totally agree. Trump said 100% chance there's going to be a terror attack. How will the media spin it when Biden opened the border? How will they use the terror attack? Because they're not bringing in tens of thousands of Chinese military-aged men and Islamic military-aged men in the same boots, the same outfits, the same backpacks. These are professional groups. They're not bringing them in here for no reason. What do you think is being planned?
Yeah, and also I just look at the state level, right? You have Biden trying to bring Putin into to escalate the situation where you have these where the U.S. is shifting F-16s now, telling the Ukrainians, go bomb Russia. It's good. Use our missiles. Use our weapons. You can bomb into Moscow. You could go attack Russia. This is going on with 3.5-4 months before an election. What this is all showcasing is that they want escalation. They want the world to look like a less safe place, to scare Americans, to say President Biden is in control. If you replace him, you might have even more instability. And George W. Bush did the same exact thing with the threat of terror. When he wasn't looking good for him during his second term or going into his second term, you had this type of rally around the flag effect. So what I think the Democrats are going to do is this. Let's look back at what went on during the congressional hearings about the border. The Democrats presented to the table a so-called border bill, which was really an asylum bill. And they said, hey, look, the Republicans said they don't want financing for the border. They don't want to secure the border. What they're going to do is once an attack happens in America, they're going to put the blame squarely on the Republicans for not enacting this fake border bill, and then put the blame squarely on Trump for being against it. That's how I think they're going to spin this, because there's absolutely no other way, if civilians are killed under Biden's watch, that they could say this is his fault.
You just nailed it. And there's the disconnect. where they think because they lie and say Biden isn't demented, then they act like they just discovered it. They think Americans are going to blame Trump and the Republicans for not passing an amnesty deal as a border control deal, but they're in their own bubble. They don't care. They're going to let the attacks happen or provoke a term or do them themselves and then try to blame it on Trump. That's not going to work either, but they're going to do it. Why are they? It seems like they're in their own bubble.
No, they're completely in their own bubble. It's just like the same arguments when gas prices were hitting $7 in California. I think they still are $7 in California and around $4 nationally. What was the narrative? Oh, this is all Putin's fault. When inflation was at 40 years high, this is Putin's fault. There's always somebody else to blame except the administrative state, the deep state, and their puppet, Joe Biden. So it's obvious what's going to happen. And I hope it doesn't happen, Alex. This isn't something that anybody wants. But even Donald Trump himself said it. There's a 100% chance that there's going to be an attack in America. If it happens, they will not blame Biden because they've invested so many years in propping him up.
You know, I mentioned the clip earlier. I don't know if the crew has it, but since you mentioned it, I'll have to play it. It's been played probably 500 times. But the clip of Biden as VP or after that on at the CFR saying, hey, this prosecutor was looking at me and my family. We gave the order. Son of a bitch, he was fired just a few hours later. And then I want to pull the clip up because I don't want for new listeners to think we're just saying this. Trump has said it on Hannity Monday night or Tuesday night. He said it 2 weeks ago. He said it five or six times I've seen in the last 2 months, 100% chance of an attack. Here's Biden and the clip I mentioned firing the prosecutor in Ukraine. And we're going to find that clip of Trump or one of the clips where he says, no, 100% chance, which is true. Here it is. Maybe we don't have that clip ready. I asked for it earlier. It's Biden says, son of a bitch, he's fired. You know that clip, guys? All right, we'll find that clip and get back to it. George, continuing here then, what would your advice to President Trump be?
Advice to President Trump would be this. They are going to use a sentencing in September to get him off the campaign trail. We all know that. The last 9 years, Alex, has been one thing and only one thing. It has been a systematic lawfare operation which started with Russiagate that metastasized into impeachment 1.0, 2.0, the events on January 6th. And when they looked and saw that Trump wasn't dead on arrival after January 6th and that his political career was resuscitating and that America First Patriots actually were winning this last midterm, that's when they raided Mar-a-Lago. That's when the indictment started. And then that's, of course, when all of these kangaroo court appearances began and his ultimate conviction. They want to get him off the campaign trail, and they probably will, because I don't think they went through this effort to simply slap him on the wrist and give him some sort of probation. So what I would advise President Trump to do very quickly is highlight to the American people who he's going to select for his vice president, his FBI director, his CIA director, his director of national intelligence, and most importantly, who his attorney general is going to be. Because we've talked about a lot of issues here today. We've talked about foreign policy and the border. But the one issue that I think strikes fear equally into the hearts and minds of Americans today is a two-tiered justice system, the corrosion of the rule of law, and the weaponization of government against dissent writ large in America. So when Trump highlights who his new cabinet is going to be, it's going to galvanize his supporters. It's going to showcase exactly what kind of man he's going to be during his second term and how he's going to use these folks to make America great again. And I think that, as well as him describing his policies as president of the United States, including what's going on in Ukraine today with China, with the border, he does that. It's going to be a slam dunk for him, and it's just going to, you know, really move him exponentially in the right direction right before he gets sent to the Oval Office, and should make a successful 4 years after that.
George, what do you think is happening with the establishment Republicans? Because we know Trump is just a beachhead into a party, a populist, you know, an anti-war guy. But how much control does Trump finally have of the Republican Party? We know when he got in almost 8 years ago, he was completely surrounded, outnumbered. They're really concerned, though, once he gets in, he's going to have more controls of the levers.
Yeah, Alex, look, personnel is policy, right? So the biggest mistake that Donald Trump made during his first term is he campaigned as an America First MAGA candidate with brilliant ideas, going back to things he's been talking since the 80s about. He gets to Washington, D.C. The deep state goes and attacks his advisors, people like Flynn, which gets ambushed in the Oval Office, people like Roger Stone, myself, people were all targeted, making us and himself look to be something that we were not, in order to replace us and his ideas with more establishment type thinking. So the moment he got in, people like Bolton, Tillerson, Pompeo, some of these other establishment types, that's when you started to see some sort of shift in the White House. That's when you saw them trying to subvert him from within. So what I think Donald Trump really needs to assure he does with this second term is make sure you do hire and select your closest confidants to be patriots, America First, and constitutionalists. That's how we're going to have a smooth second administration, because if it goes back to how things were the first term, where you have people like Mike Pence as vice president, you have, Bolton as national security advisor, we're going to have the same exact issues and the Faucis of the world. He learned those mistakes, and the Republican Party today, I think, knows that. So what they're going to try to do is try to subvert him. The problem is they can't. They thought January 6th was going to be the end of him. It wasn't. They thought that the indictment was going to be the end of him. It wasn't. He's more popular than ever. He's raised more money than ever. And his polling today is much higher than it even was in 2020. So they have no choice but to back him. The problem is what happens after 4 years, Alex. And after 4 years, I think the establishment is going to want to prop up people like Haley again. They're going to want the DeSantises. They're going to want people like that back in power because they're controllable. So
that's why we've got to have a purge, not putting them in prison, but shunning them, cutting money off to them, kicking them all out of the party. And Trump's got to fire all the U.S. attorneys day one. He's got to go in there and take full control. So let me ask you this. You talk about once Trump gets in, the real problems start, and I agree with you. We're only halfway there then. But what about the 79 days between him being president-elect and him being president, the 79 days of hell like we saw 4 years ago? I mean, they've been talking about civil uprisings. They've got Senate bills introduced to pull the Insurrection Act from the president to try to hamstring him. I mean, the globalists are telling us, like they said, Red Mirage 4 years ago with mail-in ballots. Now they're saying we're just going to burn the country down. So how do we respond to that during that 79 days?
You know, Alex, it's shows like yours are very critical to telegraph information to the American people that they simply don't get on mainstream media. The mainstream media is there to create a narrative and to control information to then lull the American people to sleep with official narratives, which the majority of the time are actually established by the intel agencies. I've actually seen this in person. I've spoken to many people, in the mainstream media, especially in 2017, 2018, that you could just understand we're masquerading as journalists, but we're quite clearly part of the intel establishment. So what I think they're going to do is they're probably going to create further escalation with Russia. Putin's being smart about it. He's not escalating the situation as much as he could with Biden because he knows what Biden is doing. They're going to try to do the same thing with China. And if that all falters, you likely will see some sort of attack, which God forbid it happens domestically. And they're going to use the border as the excuse, but they're not going to use the border to Biden. They're going to say it was Trump's fault. It was the Republicans' fault for not putting this together. So I think now that Americans are knowledgeable, now that Americans really understand what's going on and they know the game that's being played because they're now more educated than they ever have been before, especially because of the decentralization of media and platforms like X, your shows, others, which are giving real information, they're not going to allow the summer of love to happen again. They're not going to allow themselves to be fearful of Antifa. They're not going to allow or be fearful of a weaponized justice system. What they will do, though, is they're going to get American patriots elected to make sure that those type of insurrections, real insurrections,
that happened will never happen on their watch again, and that America will be more safe, secure, and prosperous using their will, their power, their vote, and their money by getting the right people elected. So it's all about education, Alex. The people have it, and that's why I don't think no matter what the Biden administration is going to try to do, it will fail this time.
Well, I agree with you. That's my next point is, what do you think's going on in the deep state right now? They've got to be really concerned.
No, they're extremely concerned because Trump declassified the Russiagate files. That's why I also think that you had this report come out 4 months ago that we were talking about at the beginning of this, that the CIA actually created the operation against the Trump campaign. There's a lot of declassified information out there that Trump wants to get to the American people. He tried to do it in the last, in the latter stage of his administration. The deep state puppets within his own administration, including Attorney General Barr, prevented that from happening. So this is where I think we're going to see them try to prevent this information from coming out. But it goes back to what we said earlier, Alex. It's the Democrats are in this bad position that if they get rid of Biden, their party is going to be in disarray. If they keep him in power, you're also going to have a lot of this bad criminal activity revealed about him and his family and potentially other Democrats. So the deep state right now is a state of panic. I don't think they know what to do. They think that the only way to distract from the domestic issues that Biden faces and the Democrat Party faces is by escalating the conflict abroad or some situation that might happen domestically. But the issue is people are educated now, Alex. They're not going to fall for this anymore. That's why when you had this congressional hearing, I think it was a month or two ago, about Russian nuclear weapons in space or space aliens or whatever they were talking about, Americans didn't even blink an eye. If this was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, there would be full sheer panic. No one's
That's
buying
right. There's no more trust in the system, but Trump will restore that. So we have the clips now. Here's Trump, since we mentioned it, one of the many clips, saying imminent 100% terror attack. We'll just play it back-to-back with Joe Biden saying, son of a bitch, the prosecutor got fired.
100% chance that there will be a major terrorist attack in the United States, or many attacks maybe. And it's all because of what's happened over the last 3 years.
So I got Ukraine, and I remember going over convincing our team, our brothers, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. Said, "No, I said I'm not going to, or we're not going to give you the $1 billion." They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president." The president said, "I said call him." I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion." I said, "You're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here." And I think it was 6 hours. I looked. I said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money." Well, son of a bitch. Got fired.
So you've had Richard Haass, the CFR, up there on stage with him. They've all had an asleep America they've been ruling over, selling out to China for 50 years. And now they've got an awake America, and they don't know what to think, George. It's a whole new ballgame for them, isn't it?
No, it totally is. And you know what's sad or astonishing about that clip you just showed is that Trump was actually impeached over a perfect phone call to Ukraine's president, Zelensky. Now, what was he actually impeached for by the Democrats in the House? It was about quid pro quo, which quid pro quo means give and take. You do this and I give you that kind of thing, like a blackmail exchange. What you just witnessed and what all your millions of viewers just witnessed was quintessential quid pro quo, potential high crimes bribery, which is a completely impeachable offense. Now, why did Biden feel so confident to actually do what he did? He was confident because he was Obama's point man running Ukraine. The entire reason behind why the Democrats are so in bed with what happens and what the results of Ukraine are is because at that exact moment that you saw that bribery, that quid pro quo, was because Hunter Biden was dealing with a shady, corrupt Ukrainian energy company called Burisma.
They were paying Hunter Biden $50,000 to $80,000 a month to simply do one thing and one thing only, keep the channels open to Vice President Biden. And that is why, Alex, it is imperative that how the Republicans started off this entire impeachment inquiry about bribery, high crimes, alleged misconduct by the Biden family has to continue. Because if it doesn't continue, people have short memories. They're going to forget all about this. They're just going to remember
Biden. And they're going to turn around once Trump's in and say Russiagate again, which they're doing. George, your book is out. It's amazing. I'm going to read it. I got a copy of it. The Deep State Target. Everybody should get it. George Papadopoulos. How do people follow you on X? Where else do they find you?
Thanks, thanks, Alex. You could follow me on X. That's where I'm predominantly on. It's at GeorgePapa19. I'm not a big Facebook guy, but certainly follow me on there for a lot of updates. There's going to be a lot of activity moving forward, going into this election. Things are likely going to heat up, and it's very important for people to stay educated and in tune with what's happening. So thank you very much.
Well, George, you're an amazing guy. Trump needs a lot more people like you. You think he'll be back in the administration if he gets back in?
If that opportunity ever comes, Alex, I would wholeheartedly accept it. Right now, my priority, of course, is making sure that Donald Trump does once again ascend to the Oval Office. I've been on the Trump train since the summer of 2015, when so many people never thought it was possible, because I understand what the American people want. Somebody that loves this country as much as I do, I know what America needs, and they need Donald Trump right now. So should he get reelected and he hires me, that would be the honor of a lifetime and something I would definitely accept.
Well, we love you. Anytime you want to come to Austin, we'd love to have you in studio. God bless you. The book, The Deep State Target. George Papadopoulos, thank you.
Thanks so much, Alex.
All right. We got a guest host taking over right now, and then Owen in an hour. God, I got a bunch of news I didn't hit. I didn't drop the ball today. It was a big show. Took a lot of calls. Had a great guest on. Hit a lot of it. Man, look at these other articles. Leaked U.S. Army briefing slides called pro-lifer organizations terror group. This is confirmed. This is bigger than the PNAC documents and stuff I released 20 years ago. Look at this. And it's Saturday tomorrow, so I won't be here to do a show because I'm going to be at a secret mission. But look for special reports at InfoWars.com and Real Alex Jones. And look for big stuff breaking Sunday and Monday. You know I don't tease you, folks. If I tell you something's big and juicy, it's big and juicy. I owned a steakhouse. I said, this is a big, juicy ribeye. You can better believe it's a big, juicy ribeye. So we've got a lot coming up in the next few days at InfoWars.com, InfoWars.com/show, band.video. Because we're on X, and that's great, reaching 30 million people a day there. But we need you to remember, in case something happens, we're at band.video and infowars.com/show. And please don't forget, I'm funded by you. You're our backers. You're the reason we're here. When you look at this show, you are literally it. So most of you never go to infowarsstore.com. You never go to DrJonesNaturals.com, our great sponsor. You never get fluoride-free nano silver tea tree oil, organic peppermint, iodine toothpaste that does incredible things for your teeth and gums, and all the other products. Why don't you go to drjonesnaturals.com? I need your support. I'm asking for your support. I'm asking you to write down drjonesnaturals.com, that URL, and I'm asking you to go there right now and check out the great products, and I humbly thank you for your support. But look, I can't make decisions for you. You've got to make the decision now to go to the site, drjonesnaturals.com. Those that made the decision and kept us on air, you're the reason we're still here, having an incredible effect. I salute you and thank you. And I love the regular listeners. Spread the word. Pray for us. Great. But for heaven's sakes, please, for our children's future and all our futures together, go to drjonesnaturals.com. Big sale at InfoWarsStore.com as well. All right. That's it for Alex Jones hosting this, because I get ready to get on an airplane. And big news coming up, so stay with us. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. especially in the U.S. Midwest, from the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burton effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I took my troubles down to Madame Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold captive.
Welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. Today we're going to be talking about the third installment of what I covered in the last two Fridays, which is the New World Religion and its esoteric, ancient, and mystery religion origins, and how the key players in the background are utilizing this emerging world religion, this New Age cult, to prop up the elite, technocratic, globalist New World Order that they want to bring about in our age. Now, if we go back to the time of the founding of the Roundtable groups, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, the Milner Roundtable groups, that is the Rothschilds created inner secret society, which had Cecil Rhodes as its front man. This secret society decided that a Fabian socialist order would be the best means for erecting a future world government. This is where we get the League of Nations. This is where we get the United Nations and all the Fabian socialist institutions that were created, especially in the post World War II Bretton Woods Agreement period. So this is where we get institutions like the IMF, the World Bank, and after World War II, the United Nations. These groups need, as we know, some kind of religion to be an appendage, a kind of connector to reach the masses beyond just a governmental sphere. Most people are motivated by things more than the boring news cycle or something like that. They're motivated by the religious narratives that they're told. And so religious engineering, tweaking the religious myths and stories is one of the key ways to engineer the population. And the global technocrats and elites have written about this in many, many, many texts in the last 100 years at least. We have, for example, if you go back 100 years in Dr. Carol Quigley's book, The American Anglo-American Establishment, we could expand this nowadays to be the Anglo-American Zionist establishment. That is the power structure in the West for sure. And he mentions that at the turn of the century, the Royal Society elites, the Milner circles, they were interested in various cults that were rising at the time, such as Christian Science. Most of us today, we don't really know much about Christian Science. It's had a few Hollywood attendees and members over the years, but never really gained a lot of traction. But at that time, they thought this might be a potential model world religion. And the reason that it was useful was that it was a situation where the cult kind of denied fundamental traditional biblical teachings and made everything about a kind of an inner mental state where you could heal yourself if you thought really hard about it. You didn't need doctors. It was mind over matter type of stuff. And it was connected to the spiritism and the mesmerism that was popular at that time as well. We mentioned a couple weeks back, Madame Blavatsky. She was investigated by certain circles of the British power structure, and they believed that she was a fraud. And it turned out she might have been or was likely a spy. for the British power structure, or for this very Milner-Rothschild Road circle. Now, the usefulness of these kinds of cults is not so much in the particularities or the oddities that they believe in, like mind over matter, but do they have the effectiveness, the usefulness in moving mankind into a view where collectivism is seen as the norm, where all of the religions should meld together? And does it promote and push the idea of a world government? I remember some years back, Manly P. Hall, the famous Masonic writer and lecturer, he had a whole series that used to be on YouTube. I don't know if it's still there or not, but it was about the history of comparative religion and astrology. And he came to the conclusion at the end, I thought this was very telling. He said, now, if you listen to all these lectures, the whole point of all this really is just to get you to admit that we need a world government and we need a United Nations socialist order. So the whole point of all the esoteric stuff was just to push people into accepting the United Nations and a socialist world government. I saw a recent news article noting that I think across the world, particularly in the West, obviously, there had been some 40 plus Fabians that have been elected to various offices. So this seems to be the operating system. I'm not saying that everybody who runs the power structure is a quote Fabian social. This is really the system that's rolled out by the banking and corporate elite for the masses. So we're going to see more and more of this. Really, this is behind the Great Reset. This is behind Klaus. This is behind all the Davos stuff, Bilderberg. This is their ideology that they push. And when we come back, we'll look at the origins of this mystical ideology. This is the Alex Jones from your guest host, Jay Dyer. Don't go anywhere.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jason. Also, we're talking about the history of the world religion and the various test tube projects that the elites sought to experiment with to see if it could be the future world religion. One of those was the new world religion that they consider known as Christian Science. This didn't end up being the world religion, but in fact, Quigley notes that some of the writings and analyses from the Milner Circle, the Milner Group, were concerned with books like Imperial Administration from a man named Fisher. And Fisher also wrote a book called The International Experiment, which was about the League of Nations. He also wrote a book in 1929 called Our New Religion. In it, he posited that Christian Science might be the future religion, and that became the religion of the Milner Circles, including Lord Milner after his death. Many others, including the Astors, Lord Lothian, also were supporters of this new religious belief. Thus, Christian Science was one of the integral aspects of the atmosphere of the Rhodes, Rothschild, Milner, Astor, Cliveden set group. This is who's running the British Empire at this time as it's beginning to wane. But these are the same people in the background that run our power structure today. They're the same people that set up the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, et cetera. It's all the same people. And the Rockefellers and the Morgans and Warburg, Schiff, they all align themselves with this British Rothschild power structure as well. And that's where we get the deep state. This is the real deep state. The spy espionage deep state works for this deep state. This is the deep, deep state. So this is why, for example, if you heard the interview earlier, Papadopoulos talked about British intelligence and the Five Eyes countries being very central to the plot to come up with and create the Russiagate narrative. That's because it's the same power structure that goes back to this time that we're talking about. Now, as we know, Christian Science didn't end up being very popular, and it was kind of a weird dud religion. It was kind of like Scientology before Scientology, in the sense that it tried to utilize a bunch of Hollywood converts to sell it as a new religion. And today we could think of Scientology as something like an analog to that. But, of course, Scientology ends up being much more of an alien-focused narrative with Xenu and, you know, cleansing and all this kind of weird stuff. But also, as we know, these groups oftentimes have intelligence connections and stuff going on in the background, which makes them highly sus, particularly their cult leaders. Now, we talked about this in the modern times, and we could see with Christian Science a lot of parallels with what we get in the New Age movement and the 1960s counterculture movements. But where do we get all this stuff in the ancient world? Again, we talked in the past 2 hours about some of this with Pythagoreanism and Platonism. But there's also some other key elements that I think you're going to pick up on when we talk about Hermeticism and Gnosticism in the ancient world, because the Hermetics and the Gnostics, if we look at the Cambridge Handbook of Western Mysticism and Esotericism, as I've been lecturing through recently, the Hermetic corpus, for example, which is crucial to many New Agers, the New Age movement does borrow in part from ancient Hindu thought and ancient Greek thought and Gnosticism. It turns out the Hermetic corpus of Hermes Trismegistus, the thrice great Hermes, has roots, modern scholars now believe, actually in Egyptian thought. The universe is the essence, a manifestation of God himself. It is a kind of pantheism where all reality is a manifestation of God or of Ra. And the idea is that we need to return to source, right? The path of religion is returning to this being, this entity. And that's because we fell into multiplicity. There's some mystical higher state to this primordial monad or this primordial unity or this primordial one. And we're in a lesser state of being because we are distinct from one another. We're distinct from other beings. We're distinct from objects. We are divided into man and woman. And this is going to be key because you're going to start to notice that there's a parallel in ancient mystical thoughts, ancient pagan religions, and the idea that we can transcend differentiation through a kind of hermaphroditism or a kind of bisexuality or a kind of non-binariness or trans ideology. In other words, trans ideology is not new. It might have been tweaked and developed for the modern world by the Tavistock Institute in the last 10, 15 years and promoted on a mass scale. It's admitted in mainstream media. But the idea that there's some higher mystical godlike status to being non-binary or not having gender is itself an ancient pagan idea. And while it's included in the teachings of the Hermetic corpus, for example, the Hermeticists in the corpus taught, going back to ancient Egyptian theology, that God was himself non-binary. God is androgynous, and so God creates God out of himself. And this creating of God outside of himself, which is the world, is thus ultimately non-binary. And so all distinctions have to relate to binaries in the created world. That means ultimately God was the androgynous being. Now, if you're familiar with Baphomet or Baphomet, the image of the satanic deity or being that has both genders, that becomes kind of a symbolic image, I guess, after Eliphas Levi and other more recent ritual magician people, this becomes adopted by various satanic groups to symbolize God or the devil or the ultimate principle or force in the universe. The idea is that ultimately the deity or the first principle is non-binary. So the mystical teaching, not just of modern satanic groups, but of many ancient mystery religions, is that to get past evil, we must get past differentiation and distinctions. In other words, there's an assumption that distinctions can't be good. They must be the source of evil. So the way the world is itself is the source of man's evil, not moral questions, but metaphysical questions. So it's a transferring away from the notion of good and evil being moral and saying more so, no, it's the world that's evil. The world is the source of my problems and the fact that there's distinctions and there's men and there's women. And so there's a Gnostic root here, and the Gnostics themselves believed, some of the ancient mystical groups, that God or the deity was ultimately a non-binary deity. So if we wanted to heal the world or repair the world, then we needed to go back to some non-differentiated, non-binary type of reality. Perhaps humans should develop away from being the polarities of man and women into some sort of hybrid or some sort of non-binary or something like that. Perhaps that could be achieved through transhumanism. And this is precisely why this is to create that ultimate blob reality that the global elite want. In other words, if differentiation is bad, then it's not just the differentiation of ethnic groups, tribal groups, people groups, nation states. Also, it would seem to follow that the differentiation of men and women is a problem. So how do we overcome that? Again, the assumption of all these groups is that God didn't create us this way. This is some sort of inherently evil status that we have to transcend or overcome or get away from. This is the source then of the hatred of the body that many religious groups have, including many of the modern trans movements, which then want to, in a way, transcend the limitations that they perceive to be imposed upon them unfairly, right? They were a woman born into a man's body or whatever. But these ancient mystical religions didn't go away when Gnosticism went away. In fact, the Gnostic teachings and traditions continued in this sense, and the Platonic teachings and Egyptian teachings continued in this sense through the Hermetic continuation into the Neoplatonists. And the Neoplatonists taught the exact same idea that we need to transcend differentiation because that's a lower status of being. You're more sophisticated if you have both aspects of man and woman integrated into you, in your psyche, perhaps even into your biology, or if you have no gender at all. And so all of these movements, the attack on the human being, the attack on human biology and the human body, ultimately represent a kind of Neoplatonic or Gnostic tendency. In fact, in the medieval ages, Jewish mysticism can be described, as we all know, perhaps as Kabbalah. Kabbalah is the mystical side of Judaism, which sought to discover and cover issues like God's immanence versus his transcendence. How is God totally transcendent but also present in the world? How do we have differentiation in God? If God is one, then why do we see differentiation of God in, for example, the Old Testament? We have Yahweh, the angel of the Lord, and his spirit. We have God, but we also have the manifestation of God in time and space. How is that possible? We also have the idea of the emanations of God in Kabbalism. And beyond that, there's the idea that primordial man, as they called him, Adam Kadmon, was this sort of macrocosmic super being who was the original Adam, and he was bisexual. So the original state both of man and of God is to be bisexual. And so because many of the Kabbalists taught that God is ultimately bisexual, and Adam before the fall was Adam Kadmon and was bisexual, then there is some sense in which perhaps returning to that state as well is the higher state. But note that this was not invented by or created by the medieval Kabbalist rabbis. This is actually the teaching of Plato, who got that teaching from the Egyptian mysteries in Plato's Timaeus. Plato's Timaeus conceives of the universe as a giant man, a kind of an Adam Kadmon, a macro prosopus. And the universe as a giant man is ultimately, as we know, it has to be non-binary, because binary relationships are lesser in status than it is the ultimate unity in Platonism. That's kind of a running, and that's probably a theme throughout most Greek philosophers, except for maybe a couple outliers. But how do we know that that's actually the case? Why would we think that there's some higher status to being one over being many? In other words, it just seems to be an assumption that many of these ancient mystical texts and sages and religious believers had, But they didn't really ever seem to question it. They just sort of assumed that because we read about, for example, in a monotheistic faith that God is one, that he's therefore more one than he is more than one, right? Or three or whatever. In fact, some of the Kabbalists said perhaps the one true God is perhaps 10 emanations. And perhaps those 10 emanations are 10 hypostases or 10 persons. But if they're 10 hypostases, then what would be wrong with the Christian view of God being three hypostases? And in fact, the Kabbalists also taught reincarnation, which, again, did not emanate or originate in their theology. Reincarnation is an ancient Indian and Pythagorean and Platonic teaching. Plato teaches reincarnation in the Republic and in other dialogues. We know that the Pythagoreans taught that. And also in the Pythagoreans, you would get this same idea that one is better than two or three or four or five, right? Because to be one is better than to be many, right? We all know that. Well, do we? Why would we think that one is better than two or three? It's a religious metaphysical assumption that's read into something like numbers. But there's nothing about the number one that tells us that it's better or more perfect than the number two. It's just different. So the global elite technocrats, I believe, who are very adept at studying and understanding a lot of these principles, not so much because they necessarily believe in any of these religious or metaphysical spiritual principles, but because from their vantage point, at least for the scientism arm of the technocrats, they certainly don't believe in anything mystical per se. They see these as tools and techniques of control. So step out of the mindset for a moment of whether you think any of these things are true or false, and think about, well, how might they be used just in a pragmatic sense of control? And from a pragmatic sense, it makes perfect sense why you would want to utilize a religion or an idea that promotes ultimate unity over distinctions and diversity. I'm not talking about diversity in the DEI, you know, sense or like the woke sense. I'm talking about diversity in the real sense of things being actually distinct, like in a physical physicist / metaphysics sense. Things not being identical. This thing is not that thing. I'm not you, right? But if you're a global elite technocrat, as for example Aldous Huxley is in his famous book, The Perennial Philosophy, Huxley says that the new world order will need a new world religion, and it's got to be a religion that overcomes the idea that being particular, being distinct, being individual is somehow good. So he says that any religion, and he says particularly the Far Eastern religions are the most amenable to this, because they all teach that we got to get away from our particularity. In other words, you got to meld into the giant blob. Think about 80s movies like The Blob or recent movies like Assimilate or Invasion of the Body Snatchers. All those movies kind of illustrate this principle that the mind virus of, and I think it's some of those, like the old Invasion of the Body Snatchers, that's kind of an anti-communist propaganda film where, I mean, I agree with it. I'm not pro-communism, and it's not all propaganda's bad. Story, you have a warning of the dangers of melding into a total collectivism, a kind of Borg hive mind, where all particularity and individualism is lost. There's also an opposite extreme, though, of thinking that I'm only an individual, and I'm a, you know, strict, hardcore Ayn Randian ANCAP, and nobody, no collective metaphysical principles bind me. If you're consistent with that, you would be led into thinking that, well, then I can't have my gender imposed upon me. Who are you to tell me that there's some collective principle of what it is to be man or to be masculine or to be male? You can't impose that upon me. You're oppressing me. So there's an extreme of the ANCAP position that goes all the way to the other end of the polarity versus the extreme of the collectivist position, which says that, no, you see, the problem of man is that he thinks he's an individual, and that individuality must be overcome. This is why Far Eastern philosophies have very easily overlapped, for example, with Marxism and communism, because those are philosophies and ancient religious traditions that devalue the individual at the expense of the collective. But in the West, you have the opposite dialectical extreme, where you devalue the collective to the radical expense of even the possibility of being part of a collective of gender. I mean, doesn't it logically follow that if no individual can be oppressed by collective realities, that you can't tell an individual that they're a man or that they're a woman? Who are you to oppress them with these collectivist ideas? And likewise, the same follows for being an ethnic group, an ethnos. You are born into these things. You didn't get to choose that. Well, who says that you get to choose everything in your life? Who says that that's oppressive? Being born into a situation of being this ethnic group or this gender is not oppression. And in fact, human beings, I think, are much more, they are much happier and they flourish when they accept what they are by nature rather than trying to fight against nature. If you fight against nature, you're inevitably going to lose. But ironically, the transhumanist technocratic occult order that they want to bring in is not only unnatural, it's intentionally forcing unnatural scenarios and situations for various reasons, but ultimately to push us into the global blob religion to create and world order. And so the religion has to be globalist, has to be a big blob. It can't allow for accept real multiplicity. All must be merged into one. And that's the overriding principle, not just for different nation states, but also for religions. And even for our very gender, our very, sexuality, it all has to be destroyed and overcome. And I think that probably a lot of the elite do believe in some kind of mystical form of gnosis or Luciferianism or Neoplatonism, because they seem to think that through Hegelianism and Kabbalism and Marxism and socialism that they will be able to steer human evolution or the ascent to becoming spiritual beings or becoming technology or becoming computers or becoming cyborgs and androids. That's what all the DARPA research is about. That's what all the deep state tech research and even Silicon Valley is all about, this kind of stuff, because they believe that they can steer and commandeer, quote, evolution and become, as Bertrand Russell and Jonas Salk say, the high priests of evolution and science. So their perspective is that due to, quote, IQ, they have the mandate of nature to do these things, to decide who lives and who dies, to decide how the future will be run. Somebody, I think, Dr. James Lindsay, put up a recent clip of George Bernard Shaw, the famous satanic Fabian socialist, who said that in the future technocratic order, you will have to come to them and argue to them why you should be allowed to live, because the technocratic Fabian socialist state should have the right to put to death anyone that they deem non-essential or a non-essential worker. Now you might say, well, wait a minute. I thought the Fabian socialists were like the good guys, and that sounds like Hitler or Tiny Mustache Men followers. I thought they wanted to utilize mass large-scale eugenics. Ah, you see, but the Fabian socialists also believe in the same stuff. They just don't believe in doing it to lesser races. They believe in doing it to all of the races, and they believe in doing it on a mass scale in a slow kill way rather than a fast way. So everyone has been duped into thinking that a kind of elitist supremacist ideology went away with the National Socialists. And nowadays we're governed by democracy, equality, egalitarianism, and none of that is actually true. That is a front that's put up as a cover for the real elite, who have the same dysgenics, depopulation, Malthusian ideology. It's just not a Teutonic German knight-based philosophy. It's a philosophy for Malthusianism for the entire human race. Hence the last several years of promoting Stabbies, the Koof, et cetera, et cetera. It's all ultimately part of that same overall game plan. people still don't understand that this is not some accident. It's not, history is not a bunch of accidents, especially modern history. There is a real plan going on. Not everything happens according to plan. They don't run everything in the world, but this elite group does believe in this. They do have this ideology. They're very public and open about it in all of their books. We've lectured through dozens of these books. And yet we still have people who act like this is crazy. Well, I think some people are beyond rescue. Like some of those people, they're never going to get it. And so they're going to keep taking boosters. They're going to, whenever the next scamdemic happens, they're going to get all the boosters then. And there's just no stopping that. But we can stop these people if enough people who do have enough sense and discernment realize what's happening. And I think Alex has been key to that. And thanks to this audience and you guys out there for pushing this material. Go to the InfoWars store and support Alex. We're coming right back about the New World Order.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Your host is Jay Dyer of Jason. I also want to remind you that coming up, I think, in a few weeks in Nashville, I will be speaking at an event with Dr. James Lindsay, Stephen Coughlin, and several other speakers, including John Klyzak. It is the Cognitive Liberty event, and I will be speaking on psychological warfare and dialectics. And so you can go to cognitivelibertyconference.com if you are in the Nashville area. It's, I think, August 17th, if you want to get 16th and 17th. If you want to get tickets to that, head on over to that site. It's presented by Courtney Turner. And we're going to have a lot of fun in Nashville. Of course, I'll be selling books as well. And I'll be having my own event, I think, a week or two after that, again in Nashville. So look for that as well. Follow me on X, Twitter, to get all the updates and stay informed with what we're up to. I did a recent event in Las Vegas that was a lot of fun with some of our friends like Isaac Weishaupt and Made by Jim Bob, who you've seen on the fourth hour here. So we've been doing a lot of live events, and you can follow me to get tickets to those events. Also, good news, I'm about 200 plus, maybe 230 pages into the third installment of Esoteric Hollywood, so that should be done in the next month or two, and then it will go to the publisher. So probably in the next 3 months, there will be a third installment. It will be the completion of the trilogy of Esoteric Hollywood, Sex, Cults, and Symbols in Film. Of course, you can get part two as well. Signed copies at my website, jasonelson.com, in the shop. Signed copies there, only there. Every book is signed, so you don't have to request to have it signed. If you get it from Jeff Bezos, it's not going to be signed, and I don't really get anything if you get it from Jeff Bezos. So be sure and get it from the website if you want access to those, because a lot of the information that you're seeing me talk about today, this kind of heavy historical, religious, geopolitical information, I cover it in a more lighthearted, fun way in my books. It's still pretty hefty info, but I cover it in the context of the propaganda in films and the religious symbolism in films. And so that kind of makes it a little more palatable for people to digest and ruminate on, rather than trying to read, you know, these big, boring global elite books, which we've done as well. But I wanted to go back to something that Quigley talked about in his book, because he says that in the 1930s, the round table groups in England were discussing different ways that the United Nations and the elite power structure could create in giant global security zones and federations and blocks. In other words, power blocks. This would be the ideal goal of that time, the League of Nations, and then what they wanted to do with the United Nations. Because you understand, it's the same group that established the League of Nations as this group, the Roundtable Group, that also then set up after World War II. The United Nations, that they then wanted to be the kind of proto-world government, but it still has never really manifested. And so it looks more and more like the things that really help establish the next phase of international organizations with actual power is a war. Now, there could be smaller things like pandemics or something like that, which Bertrand Russell called for, by the way. He said that pandemics are great because they might be a good way to depopulate the earth. He says that an impact of science on society. But quickly notes that by the 1920s, the New York Times was already propaganda for British intelligence and the Milner Roundtable groups. This was because many CFR members who were linked with the Chatham House Royal Society groups in the UK were promoting and pushing the propaganda to get the United States involved in all of the conflicts that the British power structure wanted to be involved in. This included pushing things through the Rhodes Scholars networks in the United States, all of whom were pushing propaganda at the behest of the British Rothschild Milner circles. This is admitted. Page 283. And how did they do this? Well, they did this through their think tanks, foundations, and groups like the Carnegie Endowment, things like the Rockefeller Foundation, and the Rockefeller Created Council on Foreign Relations. As we said, in the 1930s, they were discussing through entities like the Christian Science Monitor, Christian Science, as we said, which was one of their proto seed test tube plans for a world religion. In the Commonwealth of God, Lord Curtis talked about the possibility of, in the 1930s, creating what he called a European Central Union. And he was led to this because of the argumentation of Count Coudenhove Kalergi. And as you know, Count Kalergi believed in the destruction of the European nation states by mass immigration. So if you flood migrants and others into the EU, or what was going to be the EU, you could help dilute the existing groups to then more easily merge them into a Fabian socialist European Union. So this was discussed and planned in the 1930s. It was then carried out after World War II via the OSS and the CIA. And that's discussed in detail in Johann Rathe's book on the history of the Fabians. So you understand that this is the operating plan. This is the game plan. I'm not making this up. This is not a conspiracy theory. It's literally in one of the most famous geopolitical historian writers of recent history. You can see for yourself right here. He mentions the Kalergi plan and that's the birthplace of the EU. It is not actually Hitler or Tiny Mustache Man's idea for an EU. This is way prior to Hitler. Hitler also had an idea and a plan for an EU in his model. His model would have been different than the model of the Fabian Socialists. But the Fabian Socialists ended up winning out, and it was their plan that was adopted, and that's the eventual EU that we get. This is why Daniel Estulin, for example, in his famous book, Bilderberg Group, he shows the actual Bilderberg documents from, I think, the 50s, where Bilderberg also was discussing how to roll out this same 1930s Kalergi EU plan. That's why General Wesley Clark said that the EU nation states would have to be destroyed. The same famous general who, I think, wanted to run for president several years ago, tried to. The same Wesley Clark who was head of NATO. Well, he said this because he knew that the creation of the EU, these giant continental blocks, is the model that they've had going back to the Rose-Rothschild-Milner groups, the Kalergi plan. So you talk about this, people say, oh, it's racist, it's racist. It's literally his plan. He wrote books. I don't know if people don't understand, like, you can go read these people, right? He has a book called Practical Idealism by Coudenhove Kalergi. So there's nothing wrong with talking about facts that actual geopolitical leaders, he's Bill Clinton's mentor, famous professor at Georgetown. He openly talks about these things in his books, and he's not a conspiracy theorist. He's part of the system. He's an apologist and a defender of this system. So he says that the roundtable groups must utilize all forms of machinations, infiltration. and they said that what we need with the League of Nations, and when it failed, they said we need something better than that. The League of Nations was intended to be a permanent roundtable group. So the League of Nations itself is, according to Quigley, another roundtable group. And the same principle is there when we look at or think about the G7, the G8, the Five Eyes, these kinds of things. That's like a spy version of the same type of stuff. This is how the countries are actually run. This is why the entire Western world hopped on board of the mandates that were rolled out in the last 3 or 4 years, and had nothing to do with what any individual nation states, or even U.S. states wanted. It was all a top-down order from who? Like, who was making all the, oh, was it Fauci? It wasn't just Fauci. Was it that other woman they blame instead of Fauci? No, I think it comes from even higher levels. The same people who set up these roundtable groups, these steering committees, they make these decisions. In the 1920s, when they had infiltrated many of the United States news organizations, news outlets, etc., the CFR was able, through the Institute for Pacific Relations in the 1920s, to sway the entire U.S. through mass, large-scale propaganda. This is because they had figured out through Walter Lippmann and through the Tavistock researchers how to create and manufacture public opinion and public consent. The relationship between the Milner Group and the valuable little monthly publication, for example, called International Conciliation, was exercised through the parallel group in America, which was organized by the associates of J.P. Morgan. This was before World War I, and they made their most intimate connections with the Milner Group at the Peace Conference of 1919. We have already mentioned the American group in connection with the Council on Foreign Relations and the Institute for Pacific Relations. Through this connection, many of the activities and propaganda of the Milner Group were made widely available to the public in America. So you understand that this goes back to the 1920s and before that, same people who sat at the Federal Reserve. And he even says Chatham House, Toynbee Hall, the Geneva School of Graduate International Studies, Carnegie Endowment for Peace. These are the people that are really running the country. And it's a model of hidden in plain sight governance, right? So the groups like we're mentioning are public, but they actually have an secret core, you could say, that collude with the other groups. They make decisions and then they tell governmental people what to do. They hand down policies to them. And if you don't go along with it, well, you might regret it. The compromised sex stuff might come out about you, or you might find yourself JFK'd or something like that, right? But I mean, you understand this is not a conspiracy book. But I guess people don't, do Americans even read books anymore? I don't even know. I don't see books anymore in terms of bookstores. I see toy stores and you walk in and it smells like a bunch of, I mean, funk opop is a good way to put it. I mean, because people smell like funk when they go to the bookstores, which are now toy stores. I'm not joking. Have you been to a bookstore lately? Half of the bookstores are manga and toys. And that's why the country is collapsing, is because people don't know who the CFR and who these entities are that actually run the country are. And yes, there's also AIPAC too. It's not an either or. It's all of the above. All of these groups tell our country what to do. And the central way that they do this is via their control through the banking power. And that's why Ron Paul has been talking about this for so long. And does anybody even talk about the Federal Reserve anymore? Have we forgotten the Federal Reserve? I know that in the last election cycle, Trump actually mentioned it several times. To his credit, Trump was saying we've got to deal with this Federal Reserve problem. But how do you get away from that? Well, in my opinion, there's only one way out of that, and that's what Bitcoin is. There's literally no other options out of that than Bitcoin, because even gold can be manipulated. You can always inflate through mining, flooding the market with more gold. Gold is not sensible in a internet-based world. Nobody's going to take giant bags of, you know, gold, carry them. Are we going to sail in our, Spanish conquistador ships across the ocean and deliver giant chests of gold to pay for, real estate? No, it doesn't make any sense. Okay. We're in the 21st century. We're not going to be using bags of gold and gold bars. Now people can still have gold as an alternate currency, but gold is actually the currency, that the elite prefer. And the classical elite, I'm not talking about today. I think that eventually when people figure out what Bitcoin is, they will move in that direction. In fact, Trump announced today he would be attending the Nashville Bitcoin Conference. Thank you. Exactly. We've been talking for a long time. I've been talking about Bitcoin since 2017, and I consider myself late to the game. I was earlier than Michael Saylor, but I wasn't as early as Max Kaiser, unfortunately. I wish I had been as early as Max Kaiser, but... 2017 is still pretty early. Now I think Trump is seeming to figure out Bitcoin too. That's great. That's a tremendous advancement in terms of seeing Trump move in that direction. Glad to see that. But the key here is, I think, to understand that there's not a whole lot of ways or options out of the mess that we're in. But we can't get out of the mess that we're in until we first recognize that there is a mess. And we have to understand, too, that it's not just things like AIPAC. It's not just things like the various lobbies and the steering committees and the groups. There's also other problems that are going to have to be addressed, like Islam. Islam is a big problem. And even Quigley says that many of the British elite understood and saw Islam as a chess piece on the chessboard, as a tool to use. This is why, for example, Europe was flooded with Muslims. That was done by design to change Europe according to the Kalergi plan. And this is mentioned as part of the Milner plan. They saw a positive use for Islam as well. Perhaps Islam might even be a future world religion that could be used. So in other words, it's not necessarily this or that thing. It's like, oh, well, I thought it was going to be Christian Science. Well, it might be Islam too. They get, the elite can experiment and consider various possibilities, including the support and aid to Muslim groups throughout the EU and especially Londonistan in the UK, because it might be a veritable future world religion. Now, why would I say that? Because isn't Islam against the Zionists, and don't they fight each other, and isn't there this clash and so forth? Well, many scholars actually point out that the origins of Islam are actually highly, not totally, but highly Talmudic. Many historians and scholars, I tweeted about this the other day, on the history of Islam will note that Islam arises out of Nestorian Christianity, which was an aberrant schismatic form of Christianity, the latent Arab paganism of that time, which is why they still have like the Black Stone at Mecca, and other influences like Neoplatonism and Sufism. And Sufism does have an early origin back to Ali and Al-Ghazali. They were arguably early Sufis. So the mystical side of Islam is also Neoplatonic and influenced by some of these strains that we talked about. And it was also seen, as we've seen earlier in these lectures, by the elites in the UK as a way to begin to change Europe. The Fabian socialists were the first to import Sufi Islam into the UK as a test, as a way to experiment in changing the structure and demographics of the UK to de-Christianize it. And they felt like the Sufi branch and version of Islam was a lot more palatable and amenable because of its kind of openness and mysticism and kind of syncretism, you could argue, that that approach might be better than bringing in hardcore Sunni radicalism, which, by the way, the British Empire also had a key role through the Muslim Brotherhood in aiding and creating and fostering and funding. Al-Dudi and others, Al-Afghani, these figures were closely connected to British intelligence, going back to St. John Philby and T.E. Lawrence, who were British intelligence operatives who went and carved up and created the modern Middle East as it is today. That was all created by the British Empire, British intelligence operatives and agents. The same people who were at the same time helping to found and create MI6 out of the Secret Intelligence Service, which was all founded, as we know, by Fabians, exactly. So you have to keep in mind that it's not a battle against capitalism and Marxism. To battle against anything contra Fabian socialism. And Fabian socialism was also supported by people like Moses Hess, for example. Well, I take that back. Let me rephrase that. Ratzius says, the idea of a united Europe actually originated prior to even the Royal Society with liberal capitalists. Marx and Engels co-conspirators like Moses Hess advocated, for example, for a federation of England, France, and Germany as early as the 1840s. Around the same time, the French writer and statesman Victor Hugo campaigned for a United States of Europe. Its liberal capitalist origins are confirmed by Engels himself, who described Victor Hugo as a bourgeois writer and that his project was bourgeoisie. Unsurprisingly, the socialist camp represented Wilhelm Leibniz, Karl Kautsky, V.I. Lenin, Arthur Ponsonby, and Trotsky. All of these together were arguing capitalist and liberal capitalists and Marxist socialists for an ultimate united Europe. Why do they all want an EU? Well, an internationalist approach to governance requires internationalization. And that's, of course, essential. Essentially, ultimately, that's Trotskyism. It's Lenin and Trotsky. It's even less so Stalinism. Stalin tried to kind of step back from some of that. And that's why the Trotskyites called Stalin a bourgeoisie dictator. Among the most vigorous promoters of the idea of a united Europe, and this is the model for where they want to go for the entire world, you understand, was the Australian socialist Richard Count Coudenhove of Kalergi, as well as France's socialist prime minister Aristide Briand, a leading figure in French sections of the Second International. Briand became the foreign minister in 1925 and declared his ambition to establish a United States of Europe. So this all comes out of Fabian socialism, Marxist, and liberal monopoly capitalists, literally all of it. In 1931, Sir Arthur Salter, former Fabian Society member who was the head of the economic finance section of the League of Nations, published a collection of papers about the United States of Europe, in which he explored the building of a federalized Europe, declaring that a European Union must be a political reality. The first organization that became the seeds of what we know of as the actual supranational entity of the EU was Salter, together with Jean Monnet and the European Coal and Steel Community. This is what we read the other day that was mentioned by Jacques Attali in his book Millennium. Jacques Attali said that his job as the banker of the newly created EU, the EU Bank for Reconstruction and Development, was to integrate the former Soviet bloc, Stalinist, NKVD, KGB-run countries into the EU. Through what? Banking, debts, and loans. The key elements that would go on in the 1940s and 50s to the creation of the EU was the Bilderberg Group and then the European Economic Community. The 1957 Treaty of Rome, all of these played a key role in bringing about what we know of as today's European Union. But the actual people on the ground bringing it about were all members of the OSS and the CIA. This is why, and as many of the writers note, even Attali, the key to controlling Europe is to control Germany. Germany is kind of the heart of Europe, especially controlling Frankfurt. And that's why the CIA has had such a key role in being established there and running Germany since World War II. That's why there was all these re-education programs, as Rod Tew notes in his book. I think Candace Owens recently talked about the brainwashing of Germans after World War II. She's talking about what I've been talking about and what this book talks about. That is so that Germany would not fall back into any kind of position that would pivot against the U.S. So you understand that from a geopolitical standpoint, it was crucial to make sure that the EU and the control of Germany never pivoted away from the United States towards something like Russia. And that's why Russia sought for a long time to try to make alliances with Germany. That's part of the reason why there were Soviets in Germany. The East German Stasi is that was a key location for the control of Europe. So Soviets did want to have an influence and a control in Europe, but whether they wanted to actually ever invade it is a different question, and that gets into Operation Gladio. So we're dealing with a real planned rollout of socialism that utilizes religion as a tool to simply push anything related to Fabian socialism, which is the alliance between Marxism and monopoly capital. So if you'd like to read more about that, you can get my books over at jasonanalysis.com in the shop. You can follow me on X because I cover these topics regularly. You can follow me on my channels, on most social media outlets. And again, I lecture on these topics all the time. You can subscribe to my work as well on Rockfin or my website to get access to the archives where I've lectured through dozens and dozens and dozens of these texts. And be sure and go to the store, the InfoWars store, and support Alex. Get access to all those great products to make sure that Alex continues to be on air to fight the good fight. And God be with you all.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.